You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from the Diamond. We're getting set for game two in this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark this evening. Matt Sabatis with you from Richmond, Virginia. It was A fine day for Bowie yesterday if you take away one pitch and one inning, as Bowie did fall in the opener of this six-game tilt 10-2. It was one pitch early on as Alex Pham allowed a three-run home run to Logan Wyatt in the bottom of the second, taking away an early 1-0 lead for the Bay Sox, and one inning later on as Ignacio Feliz collected only one out while facing the lineup once through, allowed seven total runs in the sixth inning. The Bay Sox had to make a pitching change with only one out recorded. Connor Loprich did allow an inherited runner to score, but worked through two-thirds of a scoreless inning and finished 2 2/3 total scoreless work, a season's high for Loprich in what was essentially emergency relief. But the Bay Sox did get some good offensive performances, notably 11 hits yesterday, including three from debuting first baseman Maxwell Costas. He had an RBI single late in the contest, had an infield single early, and a double as well, but the Bay Sox did have a tough time when it came to the timely hit in yesterday's game, as both Bowie and Richmond collected 11 total hits on the evening. The Bay Sox found themselves at the end of the day with 9 men left on base and 3 thrown out on the base paths. Richmond left on 6 only and didn't have anyone thrown out on the base paths. Bowie went 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position. Richmond 7-for-13. So those are the two main numbers that the Bay Sox will want to turn inverse today. Get those into their favor and pick up a win to even this series. As we focus on today's game, we open up with the numbers. As Bowie comes in for game number 104 on the season, a 48-55 record, a two-game losing streak, the Bay Sox are 4-6 over their last 10, 21-25 when playing on the road. Richmond comes in for game number 104 on the year as well, a 53-50 record, two-game winning streak for the Squirrels. They're 5-5 over their last 10, 31-21 when playing in front of home crowds here at the Diamond. In the second half, Richmond has the best record in the Eastern League at 20-14. They're currently leading the Southwest Division, while the Bay Sox are 17-17 here in the half. They're tied for fourth with the Harrisburg Senators, 3 games out of first place. It is still a very tight Southwest Division. Altoona is really one of the only teams that is not making a big push at the moment. We'll have to see what Altoona does when they make their way to Prince George's Stadium next week. But for now, it's Bowie and Harrisburg tied for fourth, only 3 games out of first, with Akron ahead of them and Erie after that. Starting pitching matchup for today's game sees Connor Gillespie go for the Bay Sox, while Spencer Bivens will get the start for Richmond. Bivens is making just his third start of the season, and it's the third start of him for him in affiliated baseball. He does have a little bit of starting experience while working in the independent leagues, pitched in 14 appearances, all starts with the Gastonia Honey Hunters. That was back in 2021. He signed with the Giants very early on in the 2022 system. He's made a handful of appearances against Bowie, 3 total. He's fired just 8 innings, however, and allowed 3 earned runs. On the season, a 4.53 ERA and a 1-3 record in 20 games, again, just 2 starts. Not a lot of strikeout stuff, 40 strikeouts in 47 2/3 innings, and a high ground ball rate has helped him get through a lot of his days, but a .268 batting average against. Notably, though, he has only allowed 2 home runs. So the Bay Sox will probably be trying to rely more on some of those base hits that they collected yesterday. Again, it just comes down to the timing of it all. If Bivens keeps his pitches low enough in the zone, the Bay Sox will have to rely on, you know, maybe another double-digit hit total. Worked for them last night to get on base. Just needs to work for them to bring those base runners home. Connor Gillespie will start for the Bay Sox this evening as the right-hander makes already his 5th appearance against Richmond this year, just his 3rd start. 5-4 record overall for Gillespie, a 4.26 ERA, as he has been very much enjoying his shift into a starting role lately for Bowie, but his last 2 starts against Northeast Division foes were shorter than his usual few. He only went 4 innings in each appearance, 1 on the road in Somerset, 1 last week to Portland, allowed 9 total runs in the 8 total innings, while striking out 7 and walking 4. The big issue was 9 total hits. Check that. It was actually 10 total hits in the 8 innings. And Gillespie, of course, much like Bivens, is a pitcher that utilizes more contact to pitch through better appearances. And Fortunately for Gillespie, his high fly ball rate should play a little bit better at this ballpark, especially now that he's pitched here twice. The last time the Bay Sox made the trip to the Diamond, Gillespie pitched on Tuesday and Sunday of that series. Tuesday did see him allow a career-high tying 3 home runs in what was a very tough 7th inning, but his Sunday appearance was excellent. Thanks to rain shortening the contest to just 5 innings, Gillespie collected a 2-hit shutout as the Bay Sox won 5-0. It was part of a good run for Bowie as they really turned a corner here in the early portions of the second half that has carried them now into this moment where they still sit at 500. So for Gillespie, it's going to be something similar to what the Bay Sox have been hoping from all of their starting pitchers lately. Efficient frames, get through the first 2 innings, hopefully under 30 pitches, and then you can really ride from there. For Gillespie this season, the second inning has really been one of his toughest, an ERA of 7.04 in the second inning. So as long as he gets through that, hopefully stays under 30 pitches, and the Bay Sox will be in line for a good day. We've got plenty to talk about here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. When we come back, we're going to replay an interview we had with Judd Fabian earlier this season. Judd had another big home run last night. He's got 9 already here with the Bay Sox in just 35 games at the AA level. So we're going to catch up with him and, you know, replay a little bit of what his thoughts have been adjusting here to the AA level and what it's like for him working around some of these fresh faces at his young age. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
All right, back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for a game 6 in this 7-game series between Bowie and Altoona. Sitting down with Bay Sox outfielder Judd Fabian, already off to a great start here in his first week at AA. Walk us through the big home run last night. Team down 5-0, starter finally out of the game, and you instantly run a high count in on the new reliever and take him yard for one of the longest home runs we've seen this year. Walk us through that plate appearance.
The starter for them yesterday was really good. He had a funky delivery, kind of kept us off balance. So we knew as soon as he got out of the game, it was a kind of a new sight, right-hander throwing a fastball and slider. So just wanted to kind of get my team back into it and kind of start a rally. And we ended up coming back and winning, which was nice.
Yeah. How's it been feeling working in this deep outfield in your first taste here at AA, working with some of the outfielders that have been to this ballpark before, getting a feel for it?
Yeah, they've been really helpful. They've kind of taught me how to play outfield here. It's definitely a lot bigger in the gaps than most fields. So just during BP, talking to them, seeing how they play, where they start in the field, they've been really helpful with that.
Yeah. As we continue on here with Judd Fabian on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, what did you feel you did best down in Aberdeen that got you promoted before the end of the first half?
I think I really just did a good job of controlling the zone, swinging at balls inside the zone and being able to drive them. for extra base hits, RBI chances, getting them in. I think I really did a good job of swinging at balls in the zone and not chasing very many pitches to get myself out.
Kyle Moore showing a lot of trust in you, putting you into the leadoff slot very early on. How have you been carrying that? How's that felt?
It's been good. I've hit leadoff a few times in my career, so it's nothing new. Just kind of get to set the table for the game, especially on the road. You're the first hitter of the game, so I'm trying to start the game the right way and get the team going.
Watching the London series in the clubhouse a little bit earlier today, you played in the SEC, so you're very experienced with high-quality baseball and high-quality locales. Any unique places that you've played in your career that you remember fondly?
Not that I can remember, no. Just normal college stadiums. But other than that, no, I can't remember anymore.
Well, you played at a place with a roller coaster next to it. That's pretty unique, too, now.
That is true, yeah. There's a pretty old roller coaster in right field.
Yeah, old is almost underselling it, too, with how ancient that son of a gun is. As we continue on here with Judd Fabian on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, speaking of college, this is a bit of a joke question, but tensions must be high with Zach Watson right now in the clubhouse, man. Let me say.
We've been talking about it last time. He actually played in the championship series when Florida won, so he's a little upset about that, but we're just hoping for good games. We won't be able to watch him. So hoping to come in and see if Florida took care of business.
Well, if it goes as late as that semifinal game that sent LSU into the playoffs, into the final, you still might get a chance to do it. How's the overall feeling, though, that your alma mater is on the cusp of making something big?
It's really cool. It's something that organization kind of strives for, and, you know, to see them back there where they belong, it's really cool to see.
Yeah. What is one thing that you really want to establish yourself as you get settled here in Double A?
Just a full player, a five-tool player. Be able to do everything I can to help this team win games. I know the first half didn't go great, but the second half's coming, and we're coming for a playoff spot. So anything I can do to help this team get a playoff spot.
Yeah. As we continue on with Judd Fabian here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, one thing I'd like to ask of a lot of guys, especially while we're on road trips, you get back to the hotel room after a long day. What do you usually put on? Maybe a streaming service, Netflix, Hulu, whatever you got, or if you're a big gamer, you bring out the PS5. What's your end of night relaxation?
Me and my wife have been watching Friends as a nighttime show.
Night.
Yeah,
same thing.
So just flick on Friends before we go to bed. But that's the go-to show if there's no sports on.
Yeah. Well, Judd, I really appreciate the time, and hopefully we can get a quick one in so you can catch game one of that Men's College World Series final.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Judd Fabian here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside, be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for game two of six between Richmond and Bowie this evening. Probably going to get a bit of a late start going as the umpiring crew was just getting out from their locker room and headed to home plate
for the coaches meeting. But we still got plenty to talk about, and we can walk you through the starting lineup for both sides on this one and note any of the changes for both teams. But we will have a couple, most notably a new AA debut. Batting ninth, we'll talk about him in a second, but we'll lead it off with Cedric Mullins as he continues his Major League rehab assignment, the groin injury after missing every Orioles game since, what was it, the start of July 15th? Yeah, mid-July for Mullins there. It'll be his fifth game, 3-for-15. Make that his fourth game, 3-for-15 so far here with the Bay Sox. Jackson Holliday will continue to bat second at shortstop. He's on a seven-game hit streak after going 1-for-3 yesterday. Billy Cook took yesterday off. He's going to rejoin the lineup today. Hope to see good production for him against Richmond. Three of his 17 home runs this season have come against the Squirrels. Judd Fabian will continue to DH and bat fourth today, while Max Wagner is going to jump up a slot. He's going to bat fifth. Well, the Bay Sox are putting Greg Cullen and Ramon Rodriguez on the bench, as well as Dylan Beavers and John Rhodes. Silas Ardoin will catch today with Rodriguez off. Dante Williams will still be in left field. Maxwell Costas is going to slide up a spot as well at first base. Made his debut yesterday with a strong 3-for-4 performance. Two singles, including one with an RBI. Had a double as well, but still looking for that first run scored. And then Colin Burns is going to start at second base for the Bay Sox tonight. Left-hander will be batting ninth. He did start the year on the Bowie roster. He was with the team but hit the injured list before the year began and had to wait a while before really getting going. Played a handful of games at the complex, then rehabbed with Delmarva and High A Aberdeen. This will be Burns' AA debut. Left-hander will bat ninth at a .265 average with Aberdeen before making the jump back up here to Bowie for his long-awaited debut. Starting lineup for Richmond does not feature very many changes at all. As a matter of fact, it will only be one batter. The number nine batter, Brandon Martirano, is replacing Jimmy Glowenke, who got hit by a pitch on the hand last night. Martirano replaced him in-game. Ishmael Mungaya will continue to lead it off, followed by Will Wilson and Donovan Walton. Shane Matheny, Carter Aldretti, and Andy Thomas will follow, while Victor Barricotto, Logan Wyatt, and Martirano, as mentioned, round out the nine. Squirrels have taken the field, so we can step aside. When we come back, we've got first pitch and all the play-by-play. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steam Fitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from the diamond. It's game two of this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark this evening. Matt Sabatis with you from Richmond, Virginia. And as Spencer Bivens warms the mound for the Flying Squirrels, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at center fielder, Cedric Mullins, followed by Jackson Holliday at shortstop, batting second. Billy Cook in right field bats third. Judd Fabian, the DH, cleans up. Max Wagner at third base bats fifth. Silas Ardoin catches and bats sixth. Dante Williams in left field bats seventh. Maxwell Costas at first base eighth. Colin Burns is at second base, making his AA debut, batting ninth. Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Tim DeJohn, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 48-55 in the season and 17-17 in the second half. Again, their lineup features Mullins, Holliday, Cook, Fabian, Wagner, Ardoin, Williams, Costas, Burns, all to face off against Spencer Bivens on the mound. The diamond is 330 feet down the line to left field and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center field, with marginal wind out to left center, as we saw it plenty yesterday. Left-hander Mullins digs into the batter's box. 3-for-15 so far on his Major League rehab assignment from the Orioles, as Bivens is ready. Hold to the waist, steps back slightly, kicks high, and fires the first pitch home. It's a fastball, misses too far outside. And we're underway at 6:36 p.m. on an 86-degree, partly cloudy day here in Richmond, Virginia. Bivens winds and deals the 1-0, and Mullins watches it for called strike. Outside half of the plate, a fastball at 95. One ball and one strike now. Wind topping out at around 8 miles an hour this evening, as the Bay Sox are trying to bounce back after a 10-2 loss yesterday. 1-1, ripped shot foul, first base side, as Mullins was able to turn on a changeup that just sat a little bit in. Count goes to one ball and two strikes here. No extra base hits yet for Mullins. No RBI either. Still hasn't scored a run for the Bay Sox on this rehab outing. 1-2 pitch. And he grounds it up the first baseline, but still foul. Much more slowly this time as the count stays at a ball and two strikes. But a 10-2 loss for the Bay Sox last night. They did grab an early 1-0 lead on a Judd Fabian solo home run. Richmond scored 10 consecutive runs before the Bay Sox scored their second run. Another 1-2 pitch, and Mullins watches curveball miss much too far outside. Two balls and two strikes. Maxwell Costas had a strong day at the plate in his AA debut, went 3-for-4 with an RBI in the ninth inning. 2-2 pitch into Mullins, and he grounds it again foul. First base side into the railing of the Richmond dugout. He's at least timing up these fastballs as they vary high and low. Most of them have been sitting between the barriers of the plate. Mullins is just failing to get them between the foul lines at this point. Still alive, though, as we'll get a seventh pitch here in the first plate appearance. On its way, and it's chopped hard up the line again, but still foul. Mullins has been turning on plenty of these fast changeups from Spencer Bivens. And at least it's a strong opening, regardless of the outcome at this point. It'll be at least eight pitches. Here's the next from the right-hander, and Mullins watches high fastball miss. Full count here. It's the first time that Mullins has run a count full here on his rehab assignment, and he asks for time. Bivens has had an interesting role with Richmond. This is just his third start in his 21st appearance. He deals the payoff to Cedric Mullins, and it's swung on and missed outside for strike three. Every single pitch had pretty much stayed on the zone after getting to two balls. Of course, there was the third ball. It was close, but Mullins swings and misses on a fastball that was just barely up and away. Let's tell you about the defense. Left around in the outfield, you've got Martirano, Mungaya, and Barry Cotto. Matheny at third, Wilson at short, Walton at second, Wyatt at first, and Andy Thomas catches behind the plate for Spencer Bivens in the mound. First pitch to Jackson Holliday is a fastball that skips down and in, 1-0 to start. 393 average for Holliday on the season, 1085 OPS in 14 games, 4 doubles, no triples, 3 homers, 5 runs batted in. As third base plays in the baseline, but midway between the bags, 1-0, and Holliday holds off on a called strike. Fastball grabs the upper outside corner, and the count goes even at 1-1. Spencer Bivens, a 6'5", 205-pound, 29-year-old right-hander. Born in Virginia Beach, but raised in State College, Pennsylvania. 1-1 pitch, and Holiday slaps it foul the other way. Count goes to 1-2. He was signed as a minor league free agent by San Francisco last season after spending plenty of time pitching in independent ball. This is his only affiliated organization. The 1-2. And Holiday tips it into the mid of the catcher high. A fastball for strike three. Back-to-back punchouts for Spencer Bivens against a rehabbing big leaguer and baseball's top prospect. That is a strong opening for this right-handed pitcher. Umpiring crew for today's game sees Tom Fornarola at third, Justin Juska at first, and Mitch Treziak calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Billy Cook to bat now. First pitch home, and Cook watches off-speed, miss too far up and in. 1-0 to start, first pitch ball to all three batters today. 259 average for Cook, 795 OPS in 90 games. 16 doubles, 2 triples, 17 homers, 62 runs batted in, 1-0 pitch. And he watches it miss down. Count goes to 2-0. Cook didn't play yesterday. He had 3 home runs last week against Portland. That's put him into a tie for 5th in the Eastern League. Tied Kobe Mayo for the team's lead. 2-0 pitch. And Cook swings and misses on a low fastball. It's 2-1. Spencer Bivens is 1-3 on the season. A 4.53 ERA in 20 games. Only 2 starts. One of them has been against Bowie. The 2-1, and it swung on and missed outside. Good tailing breaking ball that got Cook fooled. He's usually not the kind to swing and miss at pitches of that caliber. Does run the count to 2-2 as Bivens looks to strike out the side. That's a bit unusual for him to even get to this point. 40 strikeouts in 47 and 2/3 innings. He's a ground ball pitcher. The 2-2, and Cook gets plunked just a bit. More of a scratch. Plunk is definitely too hard of a word for it, but he is taking first base. So the inning extends on an inside fastball that just clipped Cook. No issue for him, and he'll head to first base for Judd Fabian to bat. Fabian hitting 159, 672 OPS in 35 games. 5 doubles, 1 triple, 9 homers, 13 runs batted in. Fabian had one of his homers last night. 8 of his 9 home runs have been solo shots. First pitch in, and Fabian watches fastball called for strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Bivens only has 23 walks against his 40 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting him at a 268 clip, and the right-handers are doing a bit better, but not by much. Same to be said about the left-handers doing a bit worse, not by much. 0-1 pitch, late swing, popped foul, a curveball to the right side out of play. It's nothing and two on Fabian. Bivens has only allowed 2 home runs this season. I believe one of them was to the Bay Sox. It was. Gave it up to Dante Williams back in mid-June. It was a solo blast. Pickoff throw to first. No tag. Did catch Cook leaning to second base. It seemed he had planted his foot off of the secondary jump and was able to use that plant to go back to first quickly. We wait on the 0-2 pitch to Fabian. There goes the runner. It's up and in for a ball. Throw to second is in time. That was a perfectly targeted throw by Andy Thomas. He has done that twice this series. Did it to catch Cedric Mullins in the first inning last night. Does it to catch Billy Cook in the first inning tonight and end the first inning. Bivens faces the minimum. We go to the bottom of the first. Bowie nothing. Richmond set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, the Bay Sox come up empty in the top of the first. They got a 2-out base runner, but lost them on a caught stealing. As we move to the bottom of the first here at the Diamond, Connor Gillespie warms on the mound. The starting lineup for the Flying Squirrels that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Ishmael Mungaya, followed by Will Wilson, the shortstop, batting second. Donovan Walton at second base bats third. Shane Matheny at third base cleans up. Carter Aldretti, the DH, bats fifth. Andy Thomas catches, hits sixth. Victor Bericotto is in right field, batting seventh. Logan Wyatt at first base, eighth. Brandon Martirano in left field, bats ninth. The Squirrels are the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They're managed by Dennis Pelfrey, assisted by Paulo Seguera, Corey Elasic, and Lipso Nava. Chris Walsh is the athletic trainer. Richmond is 53-50 on the season, a two-game winning streak. 5-5 over their last 10, 31-21 at home. And they have the best record in the Eastern League here in the second half at 20-14. They currently lead the division by a game and a half. Again, their lineup features Mungaya, Wilson, and Walton, Matheny, Aldretti, and Thomas, Bericotto, Wyatt, and Martirano, all to face off against Connor Gillespie on the mound. Left-hander Ishmael Mungaya starts it off, a .304 average and a .780 OPS in 49 games. 10 doubles, no triples, first pitch. And he fouls it off left side, high fly, it's nothing and one to start. Three homers for Mungaya, one of them has been against Bowie. He's driven in 23 runs this season. As we sit scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning. Next pitch in from Gillespie is swung on and missed high, a fastball, quickly nothing and two. Oh, those pre-delivery motions for Connor Gillespie out of his windup. A little bit of a squat, couple of toe taps while facing the batter, and then uprights to a handful of shoulder shrugs. The 0-2 pitch. High bouncer right back to the mound. Gillespie has to wait on it, backpedaling, gloves, and throws to first base. That was not an easy play for Connor Gillespie. Was backpedaling down the mound, but still made the catch and recorded the out. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Williams, Mullins, Cook, Wagner at third, Holiday at short. Burns in his debut is at second, Costas is at first, and Ardoin catches behind the plate for Gillespie on the mound. Will Wilson up to bat now, 1-for-5 yesterday in his first game back with Richmond, and the first pitch is skied high into the air, right side, the infielders go for it. Burns throws the arms out wide to make the call. He makes the catch, quickly two away on just four pitches. Bay Sox in their alternate orange jerseys today. Gray pants, black cap. You've got the black block buoy lettered on the front of the jersey. Richmond in their white home jerseys. White pants, black cap, and the Flying Squirrels word mark on the front of the jersey. Donovan Walton into the box. .276 average, .872 OPS in 9 games. Ready on lefty as Gillespie fires the first. Hit toward right center field. Slowly up the middle of base hit. Colin Burns tried to run it down, but he couldn't get there. Two-out single for Donovan Walton is the game's first hit, but to have it happen on the first pitch is at least fine enough for Gillespie to try and work around, as that was still only his fifth total pitch. Here's Shane Matheny. .258 average, .832 OPS in 45 games for Matheny. 12 doubles, 1 triple, 5 home runs. 3 of them have been against Bowie. 23 runs batted in as Gillespie works out of the stretch for the first time. First pitch, and Matheny watches fastball for called strike, upper outside corner, nothing and one. Connor Gillespie, 5'11", 185-pound right-hander. Native of Earliesville, Virginia, went to college not too far from here in VCU. Pitched at this ballpark while working with the Rams. The 0-1 pitch, just misses, too far outside, one ball and one strike. Orioles picked him up in the ninth round of the 2019 draft. On the season, he's gone 5-4 with a 4.26 ERA, 20 games, 7 starts, 80 and one-thirds innings with 71 strikeouts, 27 walks. Here's a pickoff throw to first. Throws a bit high. No tag is applied. Gillespie has not picked off a runner yet this season. As a matter of fact, in the Bay Sox current rotation, there's only one pitcher that has picked off anyone, and that's Carlos Tavera. Runner at first, two away. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball, too far inside. Two balls and one strike here on Matheny. Donovan Walton has not attempted a steal yet in his 9 games. Silas Ardoin, in 3 games behind home plate, has allowed 3 steals. He's not caught an attempt yet. And with a left-hander in the box, could be a chance. Who knows? 2-1. Driven in the air, deep center field. Mullins is going to race back on this one. He's at the warning track, and it exits. Shane Matheny might as well be wearing a black cloak and carrying a scythe when he plays the Bay Sox. He has hit his sixth home run, fourth against Bowie. A two-run blast here in the first inning, and Richmond jumps out to an early 2-0 lead. Two-out issues for the Bay Sox have been prevalent lately, as Gillespie seemed pretty even to get out of this inning quickly, but now he finds himself down. Matheny up to 25 RBI after his sixth home run. Gillespie has now allowed 11 this year, and now he faces Carter Aldretti. First pitch is a curveball that misses too far inside. It's 1-0 to start. 222 average for Aldretti, a 648 OPS in 79 games. 15 doubles, no triples, 9 homers, 37 runs batted in. Here's the next. Fastball grounded to the left side. Holiday calls for it, backhands between the legs, and fires the first in time to end the inning. But not before a couple of two-out base hits burn Bowie early. Two-run home run by Shane Matheny. And as we go to the second, Bowie trails 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, once again, welcome into the Diamond here in Richmond. Matt Savatis with you. As we move on to the second inning, Bay Sox down 2-0 early. Two-run home run by Shane Matheny. If anyone's going to be hitting home runs against them these days, it's him. Judd Fabian will lead off. He was at the plate in the first when Billy Cook got caught stealing second base to end the frame. And the first pitch here is swung on and missed up and in. Nothing in a one to start. It'll be Fabian, then Max Wagner, and Silas Ardoin to bat. Fabian did have a leadoff home run in the second inning yesterday. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's called for strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing in two. Key difference at the very least for that first inning was that it took Spencer Bivens 21 pitches. Adam Gillespie only 11. The 0-2 pitch misses down and away. One ball and two strikes now. Longest plate appearance was Shane Matheny's home run. He turned on a 2-1 pitch. 1-2 pitch to Fabian, and he lets it go too far outside. Two balls and two strikes. Bivens is coming off of four scoreless innings. It was his second start of the year against Altoona. Pitched fine, didn't really pick up too many strikeouts. 2-2. Too far outside. After starting behind, nothing and two, Fabian has run it full. Judd hitting 118 on a full count this season. Strikes out just under 50% of the time. First base playing in. And the payoff from Bivens is roped foul. Hard shot. Gets into the seats over the netting, left side, at 103 miles an hour. Count stays full, but Bivens only allowed one hit. He actually didn't strike anyone out. He walked one batter, that was it. Very helpful for Richmond as they won 7-0 that day. Another 3-2, and Fabian pops it up right side of the infield. Walton ranging over. The second baseman had the better track on it as the first baseman was playing pinched in. Fabian pops out to second. Bivens has faced the minimum so far against the first four batters. Now Max Wagner. Wagner 1-for-4. Came up with a early single in yesterday's game and then grounded out twice. Flew out in his last plate appearance. First pitch misses up and in. 1-0 to start. Wind settling just a bit as the 1-0 is hit back up the middle and off of the glove of the outstretched Bivens, redirected to Walton, scoops with the glove, pushes the glove to first, and gets the ball there in time. That's going to be on SportsCenter Top 10. A 1-4-3 put out as Walton was falling down, got it on his glove, and pushed the ball in the air with his glove to first base. A 1-4-3 put out, and one of the most excellent plays I think you will see all season. Whether or not it was the right call in terms of timing, I'm not sure. But a bang-bang play like that, you just take the spectacular nature of it. It's unfortunate for the Bay Sox as much as it is, though. We move on to Silas Ardoin. First pitch is called strike on the outside of half. Nothing in one to open. Here's the next. And Ardoin watches it miss outside. 1-1. Catcher just in his fourth game here at AA. Been bouncing back and forth with Ramon Rodriguez. Not wanting to tax anyone this late into the season. 1-1 pitch. And he watches it for called strike in the lower outside corner. 1-2. Ardoin is 2-for-11, both singles, 1 strikeout, 1 walk, no runs batted in. As Bowie trails 2-0 here in the second, the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Bowie goes down quickly and quietly in the second, as Bivens already has 3 strikeouts. On to the bottom of the frame. Bowie down 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a 2-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms World Famous Chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
Well, back into the diamond here as we enter to the bottom of the second inning. The Bay Sox down 2-0. It's a very quiet top of the frame for Bowie as Spencer Bivens needed just 13 pitches to sit down the Bay Sox in order. I feel like a bit of the wind came out of their sails on that great play by Donovan Walton, putting out what could have been a potential infield single by Max Wagner. Either way, it'll be 6-7-8 for Richmond to bat. Andy Thomas leads off. First pitch into the lefty, and Thomas swings and misses on an inside fastball, nothing in one to open. 2.18 average for Thomas, a 6.72 OPS in 83 games, 10 doubles, 1 triple, 10 home runs, 48 runs batted in. As Gillespie winds and deals the 0-1, it's cracked into center field. Mullins is jogging back and has it read the entire way. Stops and catches very casually, one gone. I like the cadence of Cedric Mullins in center field. It's the first time I'm seeing him play in person outside of taking in a game at Oriole Park as a fan. And he just exudes confidence out in center, and I very much like that about him. And he backs it up, too, with the plays that he can already make, especially in his first game back with Bowie when he pulled a home run back in. First pitch to Victor Barrichotto is looped out toward right field. It'll fall in for a base hit. Billy Cook was playing back, and Barrichotto has hits in 3 consecutive games as the Squirrels are constantly attacking early. We've got a first pitch swinging now on five of the seven batters up to the plate. Logan Wyatt will step up. First pitch to the lefty, and he swings and misses. So now make it six of the eight batters that have come up. Go after the first offering from Gillespie. .221 average for Wyatt, .702 OPS in 36 games, six doubles, no triple. Runner goes, late swing as it's punched in the air, foul, third base side, it falls. On the warning track as Max Wagner tried to run it down. Count goes to nothing at two as Barracuda has to return to first base. So of the first pitch swinging strikes, we've got a foul ball, a pop out, a single. A swing and a miss, a single, and a swing and a miss. So far, not too much success, but two singles out of it seems strong at least. And Gillespie steps off the back of the rubber, asks Artuan to reset the signs as the pitch clock was expiring. That's his first disengagement on an 0-2 count. He sets. Barracuda stays put. The 0-2 is crushed into center field again. Mullins with a late break, sprinting back, and he'll still find it. In the warning track, back to the infield, he makes the catch. That was some quick feet from Cedric Mullins, too. He had initially opened up his torso and angled a little bit up toward right center, realized that was the wrong choice, and immediately turned back to head a little bit to left center. It was barely a difference in angle. But he realized the way he needed to adjust, made the adjustment quickly, and it turned into a very quick flyout. And now here's Brandon Martirano with two down. Pickoff throw to first before we start the plate appearance. No tag. Barracuda has not attempted a steal yet this season. Martirano hitting .207 on the year, a .653 OPS in 46 games. Four doubles, one triple, three homers. One of them has been against Bowie. He's got 16 runs batted in. First pitch, and he watches it outside. Back pick to first, but it bounces. Maxwell Costas had to shuffle over to his left to keep the ball in front of him. Got it at the waist as the count starts out at 1-0. Not necessarily the most accurate throw from Ardoin, but wanting to keep the runner honest, Bowie is very concerned with Barracuda. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball called for strike in the upper outside corner. It's 1-1. It's the first called strike for Connor Gillespie since Shane Matheny watched a first pitch called strike. That's only the second called strike overall for Gillespie. But to be fair, that was only his 20th pitch. The 1-1 just misses too high. Breaking ball runs it to 2-1. Martirano came in late yesterday after Jimmy Glowinski got hit by a pitch on the hand in that sixth inning that Bowie would rather forget, gave up seven runs. Glowinski was removed from Martirano, and he grounded out in his only plate appearance. 2-1 pitch. And it's fouled off of the umpire's chest protector. Mitch Treziak unfazed as the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes Ardoin to hand deliver a baseball and walk through, hopefully, the rest of this plate appearance, which should be one pitch. 10-2 loss last night for the Bay Sox. Ignacio Feliz had a day to forget on the season. Recorded only one out. It was a soft line out. Other than that, he walked two batters, gave up five base hits, hit another batter, allowed seven total runs. Everything he gave up was singles, too. No real power. Just well-placed line drives all throughout. Runner at first, two away here in the second as Bowie trails 2-0. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. High fastball for Gillespie's first strikeout. Strands the one-out single at first, and we're on to the third. Bowie down by two. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org.
Well, fans, don't forget about Wolf Wednesday every Wednesday night at Prince George's Stadium. You can bring your four-legged furry friend to the ballpark for free, as long as you get a regular general admission or box seat ticket. All dogs must be leashed with proper vaccination tags to be granted entry. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. On to the third inning. First pitch to Dante Williams is called for strike at the knees. It's nothing and one. Next Wolf Wednesday at the ballpark is Wednesday, August 16th, so be sure to stop by. Bottom three in the Bowie order to bat, as they've only sent the minimum to the plate so far. The 0-1 pitch to Williams is swung on and missed outside, nothing at two. Spencer Bivens continues to work. He's at 36 pitches already. Williams hitting 185 with a 637 OPS in 77 games. 10 doubles, 1 triple, 7 homers, 34 runs batted in. After him, it'll be Maxwell Costas and then Colin Burns. Bowie trails 2-0. As the 0-2 pitch is too far outside, one ball and two strikes from Bivens. Bay Sox have found at least a couple of fair niches against Bivens right now, is that while they are falling behind early, they're still running these plate appearances long, the 1-2. Williams swings and misses on a high fastball for strike three. Maybe not the case here, but the exception from the rule. As Williams goes down, that's the fourth strikeout for Spencer Bivens. His season high is only 6. He's retired 4 of the first 7 by punch-out. One of them caught stealing, one a pop-out, one a ground-out. Here's Maxwell Costas. First pitch into the right-hander, and it misses outside. Fastball opens the count up at 1-0. Costas went 3-for-4 yesterday in his Double-A debut, opened with an infield single. 1-0 pitch, and he swings and misses, comes up empty on a low breaking ball, 1-1. Flew out to center field in his second at-bat, doubled in his third, and then picked up an RBI single in the ninth inning, his last plate appearance. Here's the 1-1. Late swing? No, more of a check on a curveball called for strike inside. You could really tell Costas was thinking about it, and he probably could have made something, even though it was maybe a bit in on the hands. 1-2, the next pitch, and he fouls it off. Slow bouncer up the third base line. Count stays. Costas had a 242 average and an 871 OPS with high A Aberdeen. Low strikeout rate with the Ironbirds. 9 home runs in 45 games. 1-2 pitch. Too far outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's similar stuff to Judd Fabian right now, but with a lot more contact. I just want to see how well those numbers can adjust here at the Double-A level. 2-2 pitch. And it swung on and missed down for strike three. Spencer Bivens is really fooling these Bay Sox batters. Despite the amount of time that they've seen him this year. Granted, there are a few new faces in the lineup that are unfamiliar to Bivens. But 5 strikeouts against just 8 batters is new territory for him. Here's Colin Burns, first pitch, and he watches fastball for called strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Burns started the season on the Bay Sox roster, but he was on the injured list. The 0-1 pitch, and he watches it miss down, one ball and one strike. He was on the injured list for quite some time before being sent to the complex for a rehab assignment. This is his Double-A debut. The 1-1 pitch, and Burns watches curveball called for strike at the knees. One ball and two strikes. 265 average for Burns with high A Aberdeen this year, a 731 OPS in 22 games. Two doubles, two triples, a homer, seven ribby. 1-2 pitch, fastball too far inside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Burns had 20 strikeouts and 10 walks while working with the Aberdeen Ironbirds on rehab. As Bowie trails 2-0 here in the third, the 2-2, and it's sprayed into the netting foul left side. Count stays even here on Colin Burns. Two-run home run for Shane Matheny, the difference maker. An early home run for Richmond yesterday made the difference in Bowie's loss. 2-2, and it's too far inside. Came near the shin to run it full here on Colin Burns. Bivens, once he reaches a full count, does have opponents hitting just 1-for-17, but he walks 13 batters against just 8 strikeouts. The payoff pitch, and it's too far low for ball four. The entire infield and the catcher Andy Thomas was headed back to the dugout, and I'm not necessarily inclined to disagree with them. Of course, strike zone height varies batter to batter, so the electronic readout doesn't give you the best understanding of it, but Burns does walk on a pitch that looked like it probably at least could have grabbed the bottom half of the zone. First walk given up by Bivens, second base runner as the lineup card turns over for Cedric Mullins. First pitch, and Mullins watches it miss outside. Fastball opens the count up at 1-0. Mullins struck out swinging on a full count to start the game. It was his second strikeout here on the rehab trail after striking out in his last plate appearance last night. 1-0 pitch, and he fouls it off left side. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Well, as we wait for Mullins to get his timing back up, it'd be a fine time to pick up a rehab homer. Had 9 in 69 games with the big league club before going down with injury midway through last month. As Bowie trails 2-0 here in the third. The next, and Mullins lifts it high and deep out to right field. Barracoto is jogging on it, but he's going to keep it in play. In front of the warning track, he makes the catch. Mullins put a charge into it, probably could have gotten out at Prince George's Stadium, but we are not at Prince George's Stadium. Bottom of the third coming up as Bowie trails 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's the return of Grateful Dead Night on Friday the 18th. A special t-shirt package is available. Back-to-back fireworks carry on to Saturday the 19th with our Baytoberfest. Get some beer specials while you enjoy the game. And get here early on Sunday for a pre-game Meet the Team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. The real estate company of choice.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Home half of the third inning here in Richmond. Still a 2-0 Squirrels lead as Connor Gillespie gets back to work for the Bay Sox. Only 22 pitches over his first two innings. Top of the lineup, and the first pitch to Ishmael Mungaya is slapped up the middle of base hit. Gillespie just missed getting it on his glove, frustrated with himself at missing out on the opportunity for a play. Mungaya extends his hitting streak to two consecutive games with a leadoff single here in third. Richmond constantly attacking the first pitch. 11 batters so far today. Well, Will Wilson is the 11th. Of the 10 previously, only two of them have taken the first pitch. Mungaya, a late lead off of first base. Didn't realize that Gillespie was ready. First pitch into Wilson, and he goes after it, cracks it out to the shortstop, and Holiday runs it down. Inside fastball as Gillespie is starting to read some of these first pitch attacks. It's playing into his game. Mungaya able to run back to first without drawing a throw. Wilson is put down. Donovan Walton will bat now. He singled on a first pitch in the first inning. Slapped it up the middle. Shane Matheny homered him home. First pitch into the lefty, and he takes it on the shin. Off speed, too far inside. Seventh hit by pitch for Connor Gillespie this season. That's the second hit by pitch in this game after Spencer Bivens hit Billy Cook with one back in the first inning, but Cook's was more of just a slight love tap at best. Mungaya goes to second base. First instance of a runner in scoring position for Richmond tonight, for either team tonight. First pitch into Shane Matheny is popped foul out of play left side. It's nothing and one. So you can say Donovan Walton did not go after the first pitch since he was hit by the first pitch. He was more focused on getting out of the way himself anyway. But now 10 of the 13 batters have gone after the first pitch. Next pitch is called for strike. Breaking ball grabs the middle of the zone against Matheny. It's nothing and two. Matheny was, well, at this point, still one of only three batters to not go after the first pitch. He watched a called strike to start his plate appearance in the first. The 0-2 just misses outside a fastball. One ball and two strikes here. First and second, one away. Matheny can hit it on the ground a bit, but when you're working against Connor Gillespie, ground balls aren't necessarily too common. Matheny does have a ground ball to fly ball rate of 0.7. 1-2 pitch. Too far outside again. Matheny has bounced into three double plays this season. Bay Sox have not been turning double plays much recently. They did get one yesterday. Actually, no, Richmond got one yesterday. Here's the next. Up and away. Just starting ahead, nothing and two. Matheny has watched three straight out of the zone. Matheny hitting .263 in a full count, an OPS north of 1,000 thanks to a walk rate over 50%. First and second, one away. The payoff pitch, and it's fouled off at the top of the catcher's mask. Bowie has only turned one double play in their last six games. Count stays full here on Matheny. Opponents hitting .269 against Gillespie in a full count. 11 strikeouts, 13 walks. He's allowed only one of his homers when working it full. Another 3-2. Runners go inside ball four. Bases are loaded here with only one out in the third inning. First walk given up by Connor Gillespie. And after such efficiency over the first few innings, he can still maintain that because Shane Matheny so far is still the only batter this inning who has seen more than one pitch. First three batters were single, pop-out, hit-by-pitch. Here's Carter Aldretti, who grounded out to short his first time up. First pitch, and he watches it. This is too far outside. It's 1-0 to start. Aldretti has hit into nine double plays this season. dead even ground ball to fly ball rate. He's 1-for-8 on the year with the bases loaded. 4 runs batted in, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks. Bowie down 2-0. The 1-0 is too far inside. Fastball runs the count to 2-0. Gillespie was ahead on Matheny, 0-2. Since then, he's thrown 6 of 7 pitches out of the zone. One of them was fouled off. Matheny at first, Walton at second, Mungaya at third. 2-0 pitch. And it's slapped into right center field. Mullins running it down, and he makes the catch. Mungaya will tag. The throw comes in late. Sacrifice fly for Carter Aldretti makes it a 3-0 Squirrels lead. Smart read by Cedric Mullins, though. Low-hanging liner. Very little time to get there. The other two runners stay pat, though, as Aldretti collects his 38th RBI of the season. Now two away with one runner still in scoring position. Andy Thomas will bat. Thomas flew out to center field in the second inning. First pitch. He flinches on a breaking ball down and in. It's 1-0 to start. With the propensity to go after the first pitch for Richmond, against the first 13 batters, Gillespie had had only one first pitch ball. That was to Aldretti in the first inning. But he's now at back-to-back first pitch balls. 1-0. Skied foul left side out of play, 1-1. Aldretti started ahead 2-0 before that sack fly. Thomas watched it down and in, so it's about the adjustments. That's what the game is sometimes, especially when you go across turns through the batting order. Thomas, a .261 batter with runners in scoring position. That's nearly 50 points higher than his season average. First and second, two away here in the third. 1-1 pitch. And a fastball misses too far up and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. The next from Gillespie. Still too far outside. These left-handers are definitely giving him a lot more trouble today, which is very peculiar because Gillespie has pitched lefties so well this season. He's not been shy to them, but he's just seeming shy right now. The 3-1. Driven in the air deep center field. Mullins back on it. Warning track. Wall. He stops and makes the catch. I tell you, it's that charisma from Cedric Mullins. Makes it look like it could almost be a home run, but instantly stops to end the inning and sink the hearts of the fans. Bases loaded, sack fly does give Richmond another run. As we go to the fourth, Bowie trails 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, another nice temperate evening here in Richmond as we're sitting in the low 80s right now, expecting to get into the mid-70s toward the end of the game, but partly cloudy skies, low humidity, and mid-winds, 8, 9 miles an hour as we move to the fourth. First pitch into Jackson Holliday, misses too far, down and in. It's 1-0 to start. Spencer Bivens is back to work, 5 strikeouts over 3 scoreless innings, 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch. That's been it, 1-0 pitch, and Holliday watches it too far inside again. 2 balls and no strikes. Holliday struck out on a 1-2 pitch back in the first inning, went chasing. 5 for Bivens, did it against his first 8 batters. His season high is just 6, the 2-0. Holliday watches the curveball, still too far outside this time. And it's 3 balls and no strikes. After the lefty Holliday, Billy Cook and Judd Fabian will bat as Jackson asks for time on a 3-0 count. I find that interesting. A lot of times you only see it once the batter gets to 2 strikes, but Holliday might be ready for something as the 3-0 is called strike after he had thrown the bat, and that pitch was way too far outside. I almost feel as if Mitch Trzeciak had seen the bat in the air and decided at the last moment to call it a strike because that pitch was not in the strike zone. Run into 3-1 on Holliday. Here's the next. And it's way too far outside for ball 4. So really all that happened was Mitch Trzeciak made Spencer Bivens throw another pitch, so I guess that's not the worst thing in the world for Bowie. It did embarrass Holliday a little bit, but, I mean, at his age, if you're going to take that sort of embarrassment as opposed to getting rejected by the girl you like at college, I would take the sort of embarrassment that Holliday just had the entire time. Here's Billy Cook, first pitch, and he fouls it off. Well, Cook is a strong batter when he goes after the first pitch. If he can get it between the foul lines, he's hitting .438, has 7 of his 17 home runs. But there is that small little caveat. It has to be batted between the foul lines. Foul balls don't factor into that. Here's the 0-1 from Bivens, and Cook reaches for it, lifts it up the third baseline, but foul. Was able to pull the line drive, but just a little bit too much. It's nothing and two on Cook, who got hit by a pitch in the first inning. Only 3 base runners for the Bay Sox today. None of them have gotten to scoring position. Cook was hit by a pitch. Colin Burns walked in the third, and now Holliday with his leadoff walk here in the fourth. Go to pitch. And it's called for strike 3 on the outside half of the plate. Well, that one at least got a small sliver of the strike zone, but still a tough read on the outside half. Not the same as that called strike 1 to Holliday a couple of pitches ago, but that is a season high tying 6 strikeouts. First pitch here to Judd Fabian. Misses too far down. It's 1-0 to start. Fabian popped out to the second baseman back in the second inning. He fell behind nothing and two before running it full. Bay Sox have been working Spencer Bivens. He's up to 63 pitches through just 3 1/3 innings. 1-0. Too far high. 2 balls and no strikes. And really, aside from Cook, his strike rate has seemed very off here in this fourth inning. Just his second trip through the lineup. Short lead off of first for Holliday. Here's the 2-0. And it's popped foul behind home plate. Clears the net, 2-1. Holliday hasn't attempted a steal yet this series. Got caught in his only attempt last week. Andy Thomas has caught both attempts against him this series. And with a right-hander in the box, doubt we see Holliday take off. 2-1 pitch. Fabian watches it for called strike in the outside half of the plate. It's 2-2. I feel like Bivens is starting to realize the power of this outside half that has suddenly grown a bit from Mitch Trzeciak's, at least in his read of the zone. 2-2. Fabian grounds it foul. It's on to the left side of the net, and the count stays at 2. Yeah, Bivens is placing plenty of his pitches on the outside half at this point. There's a right-hander warming in the bullpen for Richmond. Another 2-2, and it's too far down. Run the count full here on Judd Fabian. And it looks to be Matt Frisbee getting loose for the Squirrels. Second full count for Fabian. With one out, here's a pickoff throw to first. No tag. Holiday slides back in safely. This is already a season high in pitches for Bivens as the 3-2 is grounded foul, third base side. Previous high actually came against Bowie in a spot start at this ballpark. Richmond pulled him after three innings of scoreless ball. He struck out four, walked two, but used 58 pitches. This next offering will be number 70. On its way. Fabian watches curveball miss inside for ball four. Bowie gets their first runner into scoring position by virtue of two walks. That's the third of the day for Bivens, and I'd have to be certain that that's the end of his day, and it is. Here comes Dennis Pelfrey. So a season high 70 pitches for Spencer Bivens, and so far he's worked scoreless. It's going to be a no decision no matter what, because the two runners belonging to him cannot break the Richmond lead. So Bivens did his job in this spot start. Bowie will try to do their work against a new pitcher in just a little bit. We'll tell you about Matt Frisbee in a second. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
Well, a pitching change for the Squirrels as we continue on with the top of the fourth inning here at the Diamond. Bay Sox find themselves down 3-0, but threatening for the first time today. Two walks against Spencer Bivens have put runners at first and second with only one out. Max Wagner will bat against Matt Frisbee on the mound. Spencer Bivens is not done just yet. The two runners on base are his, but it is a no decision no matter what. Because of the 3-0 lead and only two runners, there's nothing that can happen to affect his outcome. 3 1/3 innings for Bivens. He did not allow a hit. Currently is not allowed a run. He struck out a career-high tying six batters. He did walk three as well. Matt Frisbee will step up. Max Wagner grounded out on, honestly, a stupendous play by the Richmond infield in the second inning. It bounced off of the pitcher's mitt and was scooped by the second baseman, Donovan Walton, and he pushed the ball with his glove to first. Didn't touch it at all with his bare hand and still put out Wagner. First pitch in, and the right-hander lifts it high but foul right side. Nothing in one to start. First plate appearance for Wagner with runners in scoring position after failing to come up in a situation such as yesterday. Bay Sox had 11 hits in yesterday's game. Same total as Richmond, despite being outscored by 8. The 0-1 is a curveball called for strike on the upper inside corner, 1-1. But we had their trouble with the timely hit, and it's their first opportunity tonight to try and make that hit timely. Still only one out. As time is called, Wagner wants a quick breather and his own timing with two strikes. Matt Frisbee, long tenured with Richmond in this Eastern League, a 6'5", 215-pound, 26-year-old right-hander from Chandler, North Carolina. 15th round selection in 2018 by San Francisco. Looks back second twice, fires the 0-2 pitch. Wagner lifts it out toward right field shallow. Barracoto holds on it for quite some time before taking a couple of quick steps down and making the catch. Throws the ball back to the infield to try and curtail any long-winded attempt by Jackson Holliday to go to third. I don't see why he would have ever tried, but you've got to do your job, and there's two gone here in the fourth inning. Silas Ardoin to bat now. Frisbee went to UNC Greensboro before getting drafted. He has spent the last three seasons in Richmond. Spent part of 2021 with AAA Sacramento, but all of last year and all of this year with the Squirrels. First pitch to Ardoin. He's called for striking the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Frisbee on the season has 24 appearances. He's gone 6-0. Helps out when he's the middle guy in some of these bullpen games. A 4.42 ERA in 36 and two-thirds innings. He's only struck out 28, walked 14, and allowed 8 home runs, which is the most in the Richmond bullpen. On the year, he's inherited 7 runners, allowed 4 to score. The two runners he inherited are still on base right now with 2 outs in the top of the 4th. 0-1 pitch, and Ardoin bounces it to third and through. First base into the day for the Bay Sox, should score a run. Here comes Holliday. The throw from Martirano is going to get cut off. RBI single for Silas Ardoin. His first run driven in at the new level, and the Bay Sox are on the board. It's 3-1. Tying run now on base for Bowie with Dante Williams to step up. The timely hit coming up for the Bay Sox, something that they needed a lot yesterday, they're getting today. Hopefully they can use it a bit more and get back into a tie. That's the third hit for Ardoin here at AA. It's good to see the bottom half of the lineup driving in the top half once they get on base. It's a lot of times been the other way around lately. Here's Dante Williams, first pitch, and the lefty smokes it foul left side out of play, nothing and one. So that run, of course, charged to Bivens. Judd Fabian at second base now still belongs to him, and Williams could hopefully drive him in. Williams struck out swinging on a 1-2 pitch back in the third. As Frisbee sets, the next, and Williams punches it high on a bouncer to first. Scooped by Wyatt. He looks at the pitcher, but will take it to the bag himself to retire Williams unassisted. Inning is over, but the Bay Sox do get their first hit and their first run. Two-out RBI single by Silas Ardoin. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, Bowie trails by 2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
On to the bottom of the fourth, here in Richmond, as Connor Gillespie will look to put together a scoreless inning now that the Bay Sox offense is starting to climb back. It's a 3-1 ball game with Victor Barracoto leading off. Logan Wyatt and Brandon Martirano will follow. Gillespie ran into his own problems in the third, had gave up one single, but a hit by pitch and a walk loaded the bases before a sac fly. First pitch to Barracoto is called for strike on the upper outside corner. That is only the second first pitch called strike from Gillespie so far tonight. The other one was Shane Matheny in the first. He eventually homered. The 0-1 pitch, and Barracoto waits on it. Breaking ball misses outside. It's one ball and one strike. Single to right field for Barracuda in the second inning. He went on the first pitch, like many Richmond batters have been doing today, but now that we got about midway through the third and into the fourth, it's not happening as much. 1-1. Too far outside. Two balls and one strike. Well, really seems like Gillespie might be trying to grab a little bit of that extended strike zone that had helped out Spencer Bivens back in the fourth inning for at least a couple pitches, the 2-1. High foul ball back to the screen, and the count goes even at two balls and two strikes. It's all about location to the zone to try and get a little extra inflated piece on the outside half. Seemed to be going against both right-handers and left-handers. Here's the 2-2. Popped up on the infield, left side. Who's going for it? Burns seeds it to Holiday. Holiday looked like he was going to let Burns go for it, but Holiday makes the catch. Fortunately, the shortstop manning the entire infield is the one to get the message, and there's one gone. Here's Logan Wyatt. Flew out to center field his first time up. First pitch. You watch his fastball miss down. It's the right placement they were looking for, but it's 1-0 to start. Wyatt did go after the first pitch he saw in the second. Came up empty. Here's the 1-0 to the lefty, and he swings and misses on a high fastball. One ball and one strike. Going to try and chat with Connor tomorrow and just see what it's like for him pitching at this ballpark on the road. Not even necessarily a hostile environment as the 1-1 misses up and away. Two balls and one strike. He's so familiar with the facility, he knew the clubhouse manager on the visiting side from his days at VCU. Gave him a big hug, just happy to see him today as the 2-1 is swung on and missed down. It's two balls and two strikes. Of course, the facility has changed some. They have made improvements to player facilities over this past offseason, expanded clubhouses, private batting cages as the 2-2 is up and in. Three balls and two strikes here on Wyatt. He's hitting 286 in a full count this year. Massive walk rate, nearly 50%. Once he runs it to 3-2. Payoff pitch. And it's grounded to the right side. Burns quick to snap it over on the left. Makes the grab and throws to first. 4-3 put out. And there's two away. And of course for Gillespie, he can bring in a lot of friends, family from the area to join in on the fun for it. But it must be just such an interesting feeling because VCU never really draws the kinds of crowds that Richmond does just because of time of year, really. First pitch to Brandon Martirano is blasted in the air to deep right center field. Mullins is sprinting back on it. He's at the warning track, leaps at the wall, and makes the catch. Cedric Mullins is electrifying. He does it again to take away an extra base hit from Brandon Martirano, and it's a perfect inning for Connor Gillespie. We're on to the fifth. Bowie down by two. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Another Patient First difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, once again, welcome into the Diamond. Matt Sabatis with you here from Richmond, Virginia, as we move on to the top of the fifth inning between the Bay Sox and the Flying Squirrels. Bowie down 3-1 as Maxwell Costas will lead it off for Bowie, number 8 batter in the lineup against Matt Frisbee, back for his first full inning of relief. First pitch in the right-hander. Costas watches it miss inside. Breaking ball opens up the count at 1-0. Bivens at his line closed with the end of the fourth inning. 3 1/3 innings, one run on no hits. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Too far down to Costas, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Frisbee allowed an inherited runner to score on the Bay Sox first base hit of the day. Meanwhile, speaking of hits, they're in the top of the sixth in Harrisburg. Senators have not allowed an Akron hit so far tonight. 2-0 pitch, and Costas watches it down low. He really went in with a squat following the ball all the way through just under the zone. It's 3 balls and no strikes out of the gate here from Frisbee. Here's the 3-0, and it's up and in, a 4-pitch walk. Second consecutive inning that the Bay Sox have drawn a walk to start. Jackson Holliday scored after walking to open the fourth. See what Colin Burns can do to try and move the runner along. Oh, wow. Instant mound visit from the pitching coach, Paul Oseguera. Did not like the way that Frisbee approached that plate appearance, or maybe the way his pitches looked in the four offerings to Costas. I'm not sure. Will give us an opportunity to take you on a trip around the Orioles organization at the very least. Day game in Brooklyn earlier. That's where the Mets High A affiliate resides. Aberdeen was in town. But the Iron Birds could not contain a 3-run fourth inning, and that was just enough for Brooklyn to help overcome the Iron Birds' 3-run effort, 5-3 loss for Aberdeen. Two games in action, they're both in the third, as Delmarva is having another tough time. Gave up 4 runs to Carolina in the bottom of the second, it's 4-0. Norfolk is turning their luck around thanks to a good start from Chase McDermott so far. They lead Jacksonville 2-0 in the third. First pitch to Colin Burns, misses too high. It was close, but still missed. It's 1-0 to start. 5 straight out of the zone here to start the inning for Matt Frisbee. Burns walked on a 3-2 pitch back in the third. Got left at first base. Here's the next, and Burns slaps it foul left side. Count goes even at 1-1. Cedric Mullins on deck made a sensational play to help end the fourth inning. Rob Brandon Martirano of what could have been an extra base hit. Line drive to right center field. Left up against the wall. It was beautiful. 1-1 pitch. And a line drive smacked into center field. Mungaya hesitates, has to run back on the ball, and it's over his head, off of his glove. Costas had to hesitate around second base. He'll go to third and stop there. It's a double for Colin Burns. His first base hit here at AA puts tying run into scoring position for the Bay Sox. No one out, and the big leaguer set to try and drive them in. You could tell almost instantly that split moment of Ismael Mungaya hesitating on which way to angle his run back to the center field wall, that ball had a chance to get over his head, and that is exactly what happened. I was praising Cedric Mullins for a similar play back in the third inning. I think it was Carter Eldredi's sack fly. Either way, the Bay Sox have 2 in scoring position for Mullins, who's 0-2 on the day. First pitch, and Mullins bounces it to first. Tough play on a bounce by Logan Wyatt. He's going to grab the ball and underhand to the pitcher covering. Runners will advance, and Costas will score. It's a 3-2 ball game with tying run at third. One out on an RBI ground out by Cedric Mullins. 99 miles an hour off of the bat. A hot enough shot that Wyatt wasn't able to glove it properly on the first go. Had to bare hand while realizing Mullins was charging up the line and underhanded to the pitcher. Now Jackson Holliday will bat with the infield pinched in. First pitch. And Holliday watches off speed, missed too far down and inside. It's 1-0 to start. Holliday struck out swinging in the first. He walked and scored in the fourth. Now both innings that the Bay Sox have gotten the first batter on base, they've brought him home. That's a great turnaround from yesterday. 1-0. It's too far inside. Two balls and no strikes. Shane Matheny was sprinting over to third base in anticipation of a potential back pick from the catcher, but no throw came. Yesterday, Bowie got the first batter on base in 7 of the 9 innings. Only scored him twice. 2-0 pitch. This is down, and it's 3 balls and no strikes here on Holliday. Judd Fabian had a leadoff home run in the second last night. Greg Cullen had a leadoff double in the ninth and scored on Maxwell Costas' single. Everyone else was either taken off of the base paths or stranded. Runner at third in a one-run game. The 3-0 to Holliday, and he goes after it, a foul ball. Low fastball goes to the left side, and the count goes to 3-1. Another strong turnout here at the Diamond, too. Announced crowd of 8,053 last night, probably going to be north of 7,000 tonight, if not another 8 mark. 3-1 to Holliday, and he laces it foul again left side. Count will run full here on Jackson, who's 1-for-5 on a full count with 1 strikeout and 1 walk here at Double A. Bay Sox have had their troubles some this season with ground balls in these scenarios. Runner at third and fewer than 2 outs. 3-2 is again looped foul. Holliday going after strong pitches, though. Low fastballs. Just not getting them square yet. And I want to emphasize, yet. Grisby holds set. This will be the 7th pitch. Here it is. And Holliday bounces it high to first. Glove, they're going to throw home, but the throw is high, and the tag is late. Burns slides in safely, and the game is tied at 3. Well, Mitch Trzeciak has had plenty of reason to hear vocalities from the fans, but that play was not one of the reasons. It was too high of a throw. Andy Thomas had to grab it above the helmet and go all the way back down to try and tag the sliding Burns. That was too far. Burns was across home, and the game is tied as Dennis Pelfrey brought in a short argument for Mitch Trzeciak and quickly turned his attention to Matt Frisby. He's pulling the pitcher out of the game. RBI fielder's choice for Jackson Holliday ties the game at 3 and brings in a new right-hander. We'll tell you about him in just a little bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Well, a pitching change for Richmond here in the top of the 5th inning as the Bay Sox have come from behind to tie this game at 3 after trailing 3-0 early. 2 runs in the frame, a leadoff walk by Maxwell Costas, a double by Colin Burns, and then back-to-back RBI ground balls, one by Cedric Mullins, a ground out for the rehabber, and then a fielder's choice by Jackson Holliday. He grounded it to first, throw went home, and Colin Burns slid under the tag. It knocks the pitcher out of the game as Matt Frisby is done. His line is still open with runner at first his responsibility. But Ben Madison takes over to face off against Billy Cook. Righty on righty, Cook. First pitch home, and he grounds it to the right side. Through, Wyatt was covering first base. Slowly into right field, and Holiday had a quick jump. He's trying for third. The throw gets in way too late. What speed by Jackson Holiday. First pitch single for Billy Cook. I told you earlier, he's great at that first pitch attack. And the Bay Sox have runners at first and third with only, well, now two outs. No, still only one out here in the fifth. Not sure why I thought that Holiday was put out at some point when he grounded that ball to first base. I guess just when I see ball on the infield, I assumed. So only one out here in the fifth. And Judd Fabian will try and drive someone in. Holiday at third. First pitch, Fabian watches high curveball for called strike. Nothing at one to start. Frisbee fired 1 1/3 innings. Gave up two hits. At the moment, two runs. Runner at third is his responsibility. No strikeouts, one walk. Fabian 0 for 1 with a walk. Next pitch. Called strike way outside. Oh, boy. That's a tough pill. And it's nothing and two on Fabian. As the right-hander Madison holds at the waist. Here's the 0-2, and Fabian swings and misses on a similar changeup outside for strike three. That's the tough sell, because when you call the zone so far outside, the batter has to compensate at points so they don't take a called strike. That's what's so unfortunate about Fabian going down on those three pitches. There's two away, and Max Wagner will bat now. Ben Madison, a 6'3", 205-pound, a 25-year-old right-hander from Benton, Arkansas. Ninth round selection by the Giants in 2018. First pitch to Wagner is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one. Max Wagner 0 for 2 on the day. Ground out and a flyout. Madison has 8 appearances in the year, a 1-0 record, a 4.60 ERA. 15 and 2/3 innings, 20 strikeouts, 14 walks. He's allowed 2 homers. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it bounces in down and away, kept in front by Andy Thomas. 1 ball and 1 strike. But a 3-3 ball game as the Bay Sox are able to work some small ball and get what they need. But they'd like to do just one piece more. That's all it would take, really. And Bivens steps off the back of the rubber. That was a long wait. First disengagement of the plate appearance. Here's the next. Swing and a miss outside. It's 1-2. First and third, two away. The 1-2 pitch, and it swung on and missed outside for strike three. The Bay Sox do get the damage that they've been hoping for, but miss out on really taking the inning to the next level. They strand the go-ahead run at third base, but do tie the game. After trailing 3-0, it's 3-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
On to the bottom of the fifth here in Richmond as the Bay Sox have made it a new game. 3-3. Connor Gillespie starts his third trip through the batting order. First pitch to Ishmael Mungaya. Misses too far outside, and it's 1-0 to start. As we'll see Mungaya, Will Wilson, and Donovan Walton to bat here in this half inning for Richmond. Mungaya, 1-for-2, a single, and a ground out, 1-0. He shows bunt, bunts it up the line, but it's a hard bouncer to third. Barehanded throw! Late. Max Wagner was able to get it there cleanly, and Mungaya tripped and fell after hitting off of first base. Richmond has been strong so far in surprising some of these bunt singles. Andy Thomas had one in the second inning yesterday, which ultimately led to a big inning. Logan Wyatt had his three-run home run in that frame. Richmond has their second inning of the night, getting the first batter on base. Both of them have been Mungaya. Now here's Will Wilson. First pitch in, and the right-hander lifts it out toward the right side. Infield play for Maxwell Costas. First baseman makes the catch. Simple stuff, one gone. Seems like that first pitch attack for Richmond is only good for so much, especially in the third trip through the order. Might not be as much. Wilson has gone after the first pitch in every plate appearance, and he's popped out to three of the four infielders. Here's Donovan Walton. First pitch misses high. Fastball starts to count out at 1-0. The next, checked on, high again, fastball, 2-0. Walton singled and scored in the first inning, got hit by a pitch in toward the shin in the third. It's actually the first time he's seen more than one pitch in a plate appearance. Here's the 2-0, and it's popped up behind home plate, potential for Silas Ardoin. Without the mask, the catcher backs up on the warning track at the last moment and makes the catch. Two away on some weak contact. That's what we know of Connor Gillespie. And now here's Shane Matheny. Pickoff throw to first as we get started. Tag is late. We'll wait on the first to Matheny, who's been on base twice today. Two-run home run in the first, gave Richmond the early edge. A walk in the third. Loaded the bases, which eventually helped Richmond score their third run. But we have since tied the game after trailing 3-0. First pitch to Matheny, and the lefty watches fastball miss too far down and away. 1-0 to start. That is only the 59th pitch for Connor Gillespie, and he's been able to top out at 80 a couple of times this season. Season high is 84, so he could easily go through the sixth as long as he stays efficient. 1-0. Too high a fastball, two balls and no strikes, and keeps the innings clean more than anything. If they are a little bit clunky, he could have a clunky fifth, a clunky sixth, but if it's still scoreless, then he could still finish sixth and get the quality start. Runner at first, two away. The 2-0 pitch, called strike, upper outside corner, fastball. It's 2-1. That Harrisburg no-hitter has entered the seventh inning, as Akron has failed to get anyone on aside from a pair of wayward walks. Late break from the batter, and the 2-1 pitch is too far inside from the runner. I don't know why I said batter. It's three balls and one strike. Salazar Duan took a look back to first base, and Mungaya slid in without drawing a throw. But a hitter's count here on Shane Matheny. Big-time pitch right now. Mungaya takes off. 3-1 is high for ball four. Well, after the two-run home run, Gillespie has not wanted to dance with Shane Matheny. He did work ahead on him, nothing and two in the third, but never fed him another strike. Only two walks for Gillespie today. Both of them have been against Shane. And it's going to lead to a mound visit from the pitching coach. Let's take on a cruise around the Eastern League. A lot of day games today, so a lot of games already closed. Talk about those in a second, but the two games in action are the previously mentioned no-hitter, as Harrisburg leads 6-0 in the seventh. Oh, it just ended. It just ended. Juan Brito picks up a single with two outs in the top of the seventh to break up the bid for the Senators. Now they'll just try for the shutout, which would very much help out Bowie. Right now, Portland and Hartford are tied at three. It's the bottom of the eighth at Hadlock Field in Maine. And then the rest of the league has gone final. There were two doubleheaders. Reading and New Hampshire got washed out yesterday and played again today. In New Hampshire, it was a walk-off sweep. Game one saw New Hampshire pick up a 5-3 victory thanks to a four-run fourth, and a walk-off win in game two, 3-2. Doubleheader split in Altoona as the Altoona Curve take game one. Erie take game two. And over in Somerset, Binghamton beats Somerset 4-2. Here's Carter Aldretti, first pitch, called strike. Fastball sits right down Broadway. It's nothing and one to start. I think that is the most pinpoint, or more so straight on, first pitch from Connor Gillespie all day. And that's probably what Forrest Hermann had a little bit to say in that mound visit as Gillespie steps off the back of the rubber. You're on your third trip through the order. They assume you're adjusting and not throwing them first pitch strikes anymore while they've attacked the first pitch all the time. Pound the zone just a little bit more. Let them swing into the weak contact that you've always induced. Both runners go. The 0-1 is fouled off back to the screen. Gillespie works out of what could have been a hit-and-run trouble with a high fastball. Get some weak piece there on Aldretti, who grounded out in the first. Drove in a run on a sac fly to center field in the third. 3-3 game here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the 0-2. Just fouled. A breaking ball too far outside. Aldretti was just able to get a piece as the count stays at nothing at two. Only one strikeout for Gillespie. If he can finish this inning without a strikeout and leave after this inning, I don't think he'd leave after this inning, but if he does without a punch out, it'd be his fewest in any outing this season. The 0-2 pitch. Grounded slowly up the third base line. Tough play for Wagner. Bare hands, throws, and got him! What an accurate, superb, stupendous throw from Max Wagner. After the inning started with a bunt single that he just couldn't get there in time, he beats out Aldretti on what was nearly a swinging bunt single. Strands go-ahead run in scoring position, and we're on to the sixth. It's a 3-3 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Luminous Health provides high-quality expert care close to your home base. Whether you visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our 100-plus primary and specialty care locations, you will receive personalized care right in your neighborhood. Learn more at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S, health.org.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
when I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand me?
Wolfman Jack.
The Wolfman Jack shout.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Sixth inning here in Richmond, a 3-3 game as the first pitch to Silas Ardoin is fouled off back to the screen, nothing and one to start. I want to give a shout-out to Barry out in Villa Platte, Louisiana, for tuning into the broadcast this evening. That's Ardoin's hometown. So thanks for stopping by, Barry. If you want a shout-out to the broadcast, you can always interact with the Bay Sox on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Bowie Bay Sox on all three, very simple. Here's the 0-1, and Ardoin watches called strike in the outside half. It's nothing and two. Ben Madison is back to work in relief for Richmond. First full inning after stranding an inherited runner. Stranding one of his own in the fifth. Keeping the game tied at three, the 0-2. And Ardoin swings and misses on a high fastball. He goes down on three pitches. Second strikeout for Ben Madison, eighth overall for Richmond pitching tonight. Dante Williams will step up. First pitch, and the lefty wants his fastball soar too high. 1-0 to start. Williams 0-2, struck out swinging in the third, grounded out to first base to end the fourth inning. As the 1-0 is too far inside, breaking ball, drew a flinch, but nothing more. Count goes to two balls and no strikes here on Williams. Wi-Fi is slowing down here in Richmond. Not sure what that cause is. Probably from the fact that they've packed these seats full on a Wednesday night. Here's the 2-0. And it's skied foul left side. Count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Madison started the season with High A Eugene. He did make two appearances against the Bay Sox after getting called up to Double-A in mid-July. Had a peculiar outing against Bowie on that Saturday, the 2-1 pitch. Called for strike high to Williams. It's 2-2. He came in and walked a couple of batters in the fifth inning, gave up a double steal, and then an error allowed both of them to score. Two unearned runs without a base hit. Bowie eventually won that game 6-1. Madison didn't factor into the decision, but we put on four runs in the second inning and was able to cruise the rest of the way. Base is empty, one out. The 2-2 to Williams is too far up and away. From 2-0 to 2-2, now full here on Dante, who's hitting 0-34 on a full count this season. Still walks nearly half the time. As Madison brings in the payoff, it's called for ball. A bit inside. I tell you, I'm having a tough time understanding the Mitch Trzeciak strike zone today. Really didn't seem as if it missed the zone by that much, but if Dante Williams gets on base, why should I complain? First walk by Madison, third overall, make that fourth overall for Richmond pitching. Here's Maxwell Costas, who walked himself back in the fifth inning, scored in that frame. First pitch. He watches high fastball miss. It's 1-0 to start. Introduced myself to Costas earlier today. Didn't get the chance to yesterday. First game of a series. Everyone's getting settled into the new locker room, especially for Costas, getting settled into the new facility and level as the 1-0 is grounded to short. Potential double play ball. Wilson throws to Walton. Back to Wyatt in time. We can bring up Costas a little bit more in a bit as he grounds into an inning-ending double play here in the sixth. Bay Sox come up empty, but still have this game tied at 3. On to the bottom of the frame, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capitol Gold WNEV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Sense, just one back, one fourth, as the Bay Sox have this game tied at 3 after trailing 3-0. Early two-run home run by Shane Matheny and a sack fly in the third inning by Carter Aldretti had Richmond on top. Bay Sox have since found it back as Houston Roth takes over. First pitch from him, it's hopefully not a bad sign. It overgoes the catcher, goes back to the screen, and it's 1-0 to start here on Andy Thomas. Connor Gillespie has done a no decision for the right-hander. As the 1-0 pitch to Thomas is too far down, 2-0. The Bay Sox got their first run in the fourth inning after being no-hit by Spencer Bivens early. The spot starter left was relieved by Matt Frisbee, who gave up the first base hit and allowed an inherited runner to score, an RBI single by Silas Ardoin. 2-0 pitch to Thomas is called for strike at the knees. It's 2-1. Then in the fifth, Frisbee allowed a walk and a double to open the frame. Back-to-back ground balls brought in both base runners. Ground out to first by Cedric Mullins and a fielder's choice by Jackson Holliday as Colin Burns slid underneath a tag at home plate. 2-1 pitch misses down from Roth, and it's 3-1 to start here on Andy Thomas. Roth on the season has 18 appearances. He's walked the first batter of an appearance 3 times as he replaces Connor Gillespie, who fired 5 innings, allowed 5 hits, 3 runs. Season low, 1 strikeout for Connor. 3-1. And it's in the zone, called strike. Upper outside corner, a fastball. Run it full here on Andy Thomas, who's hitting 120 on a full count. Strikeout to walk ratio fairly even. Payoff pitch. And it's sprayed foul into the netting left side. Count stays. Gillespie walked 2 batters and, as mentioned, allowed the 2-run home run to Shane Matheny. But it makes way for Roth. 6'3", 220-pound right-hander from Oxford, Mississippi. 29th round selection in the 2019 draft by the O's. Fires another 3-2, and it's outside for ball 4. Lead-off walk. Roth gives up 1. Gillespie had walked only 2 batters. Both were Shane Matheny. Second consecutive inning that Richmond has put the first batter of the frame on base after Ishmael Mungaya surprised a bunt single in the fifth. Here's Victor Biricotto. 1-for-2, single to right, pop out to short. He shows bunt, pulls back on a high fastball. It's 1-0 to start. Roth on the season for Bowie has 18 appearances. He has shifted more into a full-time reliever after holding a starting role at points in tandems with Carlos Tavera. The 1-0 pitch, another show of bunt. It's bunted in the air to first, but down in front of Maxwell Costas. He grabs it in fair territory and will tag the runner. I'm not sure he intended to grab the ball, but just did so out of instinct when it could have potentially rolled foul. Could have waited a moment to see if it did roll foul. Instead, it's just a sacrifice bunt. Goes three unassisted as Thomas moves into scoring position. Here's Logan Wyatt. 0-for-2 with a flyout and a ground out today. Roth looks back second, fires the first. It's a fastball. Misses too far outside. 1-0 to start. Roth has only made 4 starts on the season. And most of them were in the front half of the year. He's 4-2 with a 5.87 ERA. 61 1/3 innings. The 1-0. Fastball misses too far up and in. It's 2 balls and no strikes. 66 strikeouts for Roth, 34 walks, but a team-leading 15 home runs allowed. They've been split down the middle, too. As close as you can split an odd number. 7 homers to lefties, 8 homers to righties. He calls for time, steps off the rubber, first disengagement. As we wait for the 2-0 pitch here to Logan Wyatt. On its way. Fastball up and away, 3-0. Roth has thrown 12 pitches. Only 4 of them have been in the strike zone. And of those 4, one of them was put into play. Fastball called for strike on the outside edge. It's 3-1. Go-ahead run at second base. 1 out here in the 6th. 3-1. Up and away, ball 4. 2 walks in the inning already from Houston Roth after Connor Gillespie walked 2 over 5 innings. First and second with 1 away for Brandon Martirano as Silas Ardoin comes out, and now here comes Forrest Hermann. How are the Orioles doing today? Swept the Mets. Great series for the O's there at Oriole Park. Last night was such a heartbreak against the Astros, and right now it looks like that heartbreak might be reverberating. It is what it is when you are facing off against the reigning champions of the sport. And a team that's not too far behind you when it comes to overall dominance of the American League at this point, but it's 3-0 right now in the top of the 4th at Oriole Park with Houston in town. We reset here. A 3-3 score in Richmond. Bottom of the 6th with 1st and 2nd, 1 away for Brandon Martirano. First pitch misses down and in. First pitch ball to all 4 batters so far for Houston Roth. He's only thrown 1/3 of his pitches so far for strikes. The 1-0. Fouled off to the netting right side. 1 ball and 1 strike. Martirano 0-for-2. Struck out swinging in the 2nd. Flew out to center field in the 4th. He's not a double play candidate. Hits it in the air almost twice as often as he hits it on the ground. He's hit into just 2 double plays this season. 1-1. Breaking ball called for strike. That was a very nice curveball to grab the upper outside corner from Roth. Chance for a big strikeout here. Martirano is the only batter for Richmond that has struck out today. The 1-2. Fastball just inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, peculiar day for Connor Gillespie. No decision. And a season low, just 1 strikeout. First and second, 1 away. The pitch. Curveball popped up right side. It's going to be Billy Cook to go after it. Maxwell Costas let it go past him. Cook will run it down and make the catch. I'm not sure if Costas lost it and realized that it would have been either the right fielder or second baseman's ball to go after it, but the way he just stood as a statue near first did puzzle some. The out was recorded, so at the end of the day, it won't matter. And there's two gone here for the top of the lineup, Ismael Mungaya. Richmond has been a team that does not like to strike out this season. They also don't draw very many walks. Their strikeout-to-walk ratio is kind of average. It's just that both numbers are lower. First pitch to Mungaya is a fastball, and this is outside. All five batters in this inning have started ahead 1-0. Mungaya 2-for-3. Grounded out to the pitcher in the first. Single and a run scored in the third. He had a bunt single in the fifth and got left at second base. 3-3 game, the 1-0 pitch. It's a fastball that misses high, two balls and no strikes. As a matter of fact, the two games this season that Bowie has the fewest strikeouts from a staff have both come against Richmond. They only struck out three batters at Prince George's Stadium on June 14th. And last month, a month ago today, they struck out just two batters as the 2-0 misses up and away, three balls and no strikes. Leads to some tense moments like this one. Having a tough time locating the 3-0. High, called strike, as Mungaya had turned his heel and was charging up a bat throw back to the dugout. Of many questionable pitches called from Mitch Treziak today, that one was low on the list of most egregious. The 3-1 here, and Mungaya swings and misses on a high fastball. Runs the count full. Mungaya 1-for-13 on a full count. Four strikeouts, five walks. Runners will get a head start. There they go. Payoff pitch. He is popped foul out of play left side. The last time that Roth has worked scoreless was at this ballpark. July 8th. He fired two scoreless innings against the Squirrels. Didn't give up a hit. Struck out four and walked just one. But since then, he's allowed at least one earned run in each of his four appearances. But he has earned the win in two of them as the batter calls for time before this full count offering. Roth won against Portland last week, partly because the starting pitcher didn't finish five innings. Bay Sox were ahead the entire time. He allowed three earned runs in 3 2/3. Another 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four. The bases are loaded on three walks. Go-ahead run. Moves to third. Will Wilson will bat. 0-for-3 on the day. He's attacked the first pitch each time and popped out to one of three infielders. The only one he hasn't popped out to yet is third base. And time is called before the first pitch. Roth has committed a pitch clock violation. So it's 1-0 before we see an offering. 26 pitches for Roth. Only 11 of them have found the strike zone. 1-0. And it's fouled off into the other batter's box, 1-1. And Wilson continually attacking the first offering he sees. That was the 13-7 win for Bowie that Roth came in for. He gave up a three-run home run to Blaze Jordan. That required his exit in the eighth. He started strong. The 1-1. Raking ball too far inside. It's two balls and one strike. Bay Sox have a right-hander warming in their bullpen as Roth is struggling with his location at the moment. Next pitch, grounded to short. Holiday will glove and go the short way to second. It beats out the runner Mungaya. The inning is over after Roth dances with danger, walking three and leaving them loaded. We're on to the seventh, the 3-3 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
All week you've been hard at work. And finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, fans, don't forget about the Bay Sober Craft Beer Fest coming up to Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, August 19th. It's going to be post-game fireworks if beer is not your thing, but if beer is your thing, you can get a special ticket package that gets you a Bay Sox beer stein and special craft beer tastings. It's all at BaySoxShop.com. Get your tickets at BaySoxShop.com. First pitch here in the seventh inning is too far up and away to Colin Burns. It's 1-0 to start. I'm not a beer guy myself, so I probably won't partake, but should still be a fun event to get out of the ballpark for. 1-0 pitch, and Burns got a piece on a check swing. Breaking ball low that he wasn't really intending to go after, but still a strike. It's 1-1. Ben Madison is back to work. Thanks to a double play, faced the minimum in the sixth inning around a walk. He's at 21 pitches right now. Here's the next, and it misses too far down and into Burns, 2-1. 9-1-2 in the Bowie lineup in this inning. Burns had a double and a run scored in the fifth. It was his first hit at this level. He walked back in the third. 2-1 pitch. And it's fouled off into his own shin. Inside changeup runs the count even at 2. After Burns, it'll be Cedric Mullins and Jackson Holliday, three of the four left-handers that Bowie has in their lineup. Such a stark difference lately for the Bay Sox, too, with Anthony Servideo, Jacob Teeter not on the roster at the moment. A couple of lefties lost there. Greg Cullen out of the lineup today. Same with Dylan Beavers. He doesn't have as many lefties as they have had at plenty of points this season, but still a lot more than they had last year, that's for sure. Here's the 2-2. Quick pitch is swung on and missed inside for strike three. Madison really brought that one home fast. Fooled Burns and earns his fourth strikeout. 10 punch-outs for Richmond pitching as we go back to the top of the lineup for Cedric Mullins. Yet last year, I'd say for about 60% of the year, Bowie's only left-handed batter was Cesar Prieto. He was the only one on roster. First pitch to Mullins, and he watches fastball miss up and away. It's 1-0 to start. 0-for-3 day Mullins does have an RBI, his first on the rehab assignment. He struck out in the first, flew out in the third, and grounded out in the fifth. That drove in the run. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and he holds off on a high breaking ball. Two balls and no strikes. Bases empty, one away here in the top of the seventh as we sit tied at 3. Madison brings in the next, and it's called for strike at the knees, 2-1. And it's grounded up the first baseline. Fair. Scooped by Logan Wyatt. Mullins thought it was going to go foul and did not leave the box. Wyatt touches the bag, and Mullins is back to the dugout. So two away. Madison gave up a single to Billy Cook out of the gate. It was the first pitch that Madison threw, and since then, he's faced the minimum. Across seven batters, he faces Jackson Holliday now for the first time. Holliday is 0 for 2, first pitch, and it's up and away. They have not been giving Holliday anything to hit early. He's got a first-pitch ball in all four plate appearances. Struck out in the first, walked and scored in the fourth. RBI fielder's choice in the fifth. Here's the 1-0, and it's line foul left side, one ball and one strike. Well, missed opportunities have happened for the Bay Sox at a couple of points this season, and they had one in the fifth with Holliday at third and only one out. Judd Fabian and Max Wagner both struck out swinging to end Bowie's chance at taking the lead. 1-1. Holliday fouls it off left side. 1-2. And right now they're running into a great run from Ben Madison at the moment. Coming off of 2 2/3 innings, Madison struck out five against Altoona, but did allow two runs. Walked a couple as well. The 1-2 pitch, and Holliday watches up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Feels like the humidity's rising a little bit, too. They've got a couple of hand fans that they gave out at the gates, and I see them a lot more in action right now than I did at the start of the game. 2-2 pitch is called strike three. Holliday watched a curveball sit right on the inside half of the plate, and Madison sits down the side in order in the seventh. He's up to five strikeouts already. Time to stretch here in Richmond as we've got a tight one. 3-3, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Listen to Bay Sox Baseball anywhere. Search WNAV on the iHeartRadio app.
Back after the seventh inning here in Richmond, as we've still got a 3-3 game, Houston Roth will look for a less delicate seventh inning. Sixth inning, he was walking a tightrope around three of his own walks, but stranded the bases loaded. Donovan Walton bats. First pitch misses too far up and away. It's 1-0 to start. Every single batter that Roth has seen so far has started ahead 1-0. One of them didn't see a first pitch strike, but was ahead 1-0 on a pitch clock violation. 1-0 pitch, and Walton smacks a line drive to right field. Cook will not get there as it falls in quickly. Leadoff single for Donovan Walton, his second hit of the day. After singling back in the first inning, he's 2-for-3. Already three hits this week for the left-hander. And now Shane Matheny will bat. Roth has to work with a base runner. Out of the gate again, walked the leadoff batter in the sixth. First pitch here, and Matheny watches high fastball miss. So all eight batters that Roth has seen work ahead 1-0. Wind carrying out to left field. Matheny, two-run home run in the first. He's walked twice after that. 1-0. Curveball. This is down. Two balls and no strikes. Bay Sox had Keegan Gillis warming in the bullpen as Roth was dancing in the sixth inning. Worked a ground ball out to finish the frame and strand them loaded, but I wonder how short the leash would be now as the 2-0 is slapped foul left side. Actually bounces back toward the plate and nearly hit Matheny. Way to hit off of the netting. It was late to realize it. Fortunately, nobody actually got nicked. Two balls and one strike. But there is no one warming in the bullpen just yet. Imagine Matheny's plate appearance will decide that outcome. 2-1. Lined out toward left field. Williams hesitates, but doesn't really have to go too far. Small circle before moving back to his right. Williams makes the catch. One gone. Here's Carter Aldretti, who's grounded out twice. Had a sacrifice fly back in the third inning. Ground ball would be just fine here. Aldretti leads the team with 9 double play balls. First pitch. And he watches it miss outside. All 9 batters start ahead 1-0. The next, too far outside, 2-0. Too far inside, 3-0. Aldretti has a high pull rate. Over half the time on balls in play. Both his ground balls went to the left side. Second baseman is close to the bag. Could be the front end of a double play. The 3-0 is instead up and away. And Roth lets him aboard with a 4-pitch walk. Go-ahead run moves into scoring position with only one out. Similar story to the sixth inning. After a leadoff walk, sacrifice bunt pushed him into scoring position. Roth has tied a career high in walks. Took him one trip through the batting order. Now here's Andy Thomas. Roth looks back second. First pitch, and it's too far outside. Silas Ardoin did not have the same sign as Houston Roth. He almost looked scared when that curveball came in. And the catcher's going to run out and make sure that the signs are correct. But I feel like Bowie should probably get someone moving in their bullpen soon as things are still not at least seeming kosher for Houston Roth today. Tied a career high in walks against just 9 batters. He's thrown a first pitch ball to all 10 batters he's seen. He's thrown 40 pitches and only 16 strikes. To do that and still have a scoreless line is impressive. Here's the 1-0. And it's hit right to Jackson Holliday. Shortstop gloves, goes to second for one, throws to first and ends the inning. Holliday was almost surprised that it came right to him, but he completes the double play, 6 unassisted 3, and the inning is over. Wild couple of frames for Houston Roth, but he's kept them scoreless. We go to the 8th, a 3-3 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today? Another lovely day here in Richmond. Weather has not kept the fans away at all. Why would it? It's been great. 85 degrees right now with clear skies in Virginia. Winds only topping out at around 7 miles an hour as we look ahead to another lovely evening in the state's capital. On to the eighth inning here in Richmond as we are tied at 3. Bay Sox trying to take a lead for the first time tonight. A new pitcher will greet them. First pitch in from Evan Gates is fouled off. Billy Cook, as per usual, to attack the first pitch. He's behind, nothing and one to start. It'll be Cook, Judd Fabian, and then Max Wagner to bat if any of them reach Silas Artuan. Ben Madison is done for the day. Very good relief appearance for him. The 0-1 pitch to Cook, and he lifts it in the air. Deep center field, Mungaya pacing back on it to the warning track before curling around and making the catch. Cook got plenty of that one, low fastball, but just a little bit too early on it, and he flies out to center to start the inning. Madison fired 2 2/3 of an inning, gave up just one hit, no runs, 5 strikeouts. He walked one batter, and after a leadoff single by Billy Cook, he faced the minimum the rest of the way. First pitch to Judd Fabian is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one. Fabian is 0-2, popped out to second in the second. Walked in the fourth, struck out in the fifth. As Gates holds on the third base side of the rubber out of the stretch, the 0-1, and Fabian swings and misses again. High fastball, nothing at two. Evan Gates, a 6-foot, 210-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Roseville, Michigan, non-drafted free agent signed after the 2021 draft by San Francisco. 0-2 pitch bounces in. One ball and two strikes here on Fabian. Gates on the year has 30 appearances. He's 3-5, with a 4.08 ERA. 39 2/3 innings. He's allowed 53. He struck out 53 batters, allowed 21 walks, given up one home run. 1-2 pitch, too far inside. Two balls and two strikes here on Fabian. Here's the next. Fabian watches it bounce again. Slight flinch outside, and it's full. It's the third full count that Fabian has gotten to today. Pop out in the second, the walk in the fourth of the other two. Here's the payoff, up and in, ball four. Goes back to the screen, and Andy Thomas will jog down for it to make sure Fabian doesn't try to sneak in an extra base. But Bowie gets a one-out base runner. First runner they've had since Dante Williams is one out walk in the sixth. He got taken out on a double play. Max Wagner will try to avoid that same fate. Fabian walks for the second time today. Sixth walk by Richmond pitching. Wagner is 0-3. First pitch, and he watches fastball miss outside. So after starting ahead, nothing in two on Fabian, Gates has thrown 5 consecutive out of the zone. Interesting. That's all I have to say about it. Here's the 1-0. And it swung on and missed down and away. Would have been a ball. 1-1 on Wagner, who has a ground out, fly out, and strikeout to his ledger today. Gates is coming off of a tough outing in Altoona. Came in with a 6-1 deficit. It ballooned to 9-1 under his watch. The 1-1 is popped up on the infield. Will Wilson has to fight it against the lights. He does. Shortstop makes the catch. 2 down. Silas Artuan will bat. But Gates gave up 3 runs on 3 hits with One walk and one strikeout over his inning in the third. He was mostly just on cleanup duty. Richmond lost that game 9-1 anyway. Here's Ardoin, first pitch. Fastball comes in too high. It's 1-0 to start. 1-for-3 day from Silas. And an RBI single in the fourth. The next. And he crushes it on a line to deep right field. Barracuda's running back. It's over his head, and it's off of the wall. What a run from Judd Fabian around first. He's around third. Here comes the throw, and it's late. Fabian scores standing. A two-out RBI double for Silas Ardoin, and the Bay Sox have their first lead of the night. It's 4-3 here in the eighth. What a shot from Silas. I just wish we had the metrics on that one. The machine broke just about 10 pitches ago, but Ardoin has a two-hit day, a two-RBI day, his first double-A double, and the Bay Sox have a one-run edge here in the eighth inning. Dante Williams will work with a runner in scoring position. First pitch home, and Williams flinches on a fastball up and in. Count starts out at 1-0. 0-for-2 day, Williams. He struck out swinging in the third, grounded out to first base in the fourth, walked in the sixth, and got doubled up. Here's the 1-0. Williams watches it miss outside. Two balls and no strikes. Ardoin's base hit was the first base hit for Bowie since Billy Cook's single in the fifth. Bay Sox have run into some trouble with good bullpens, and Richmond does have a great one, the 2-0. Hard bouncer, first base line, but a foul ball. It was gloved by Logan Wyatt, too. That probably could have ended the inning. With Gates quick to cover the bag, instead, it just runs the count to 2-1 on Williams, with Ardoin headed back to second base. But a 4-3 Bowie lead here. They're going to need just six more outs, and it looks like Keegan Gillis is going to be the one to try and guide them through as he continues to warm in the bullpen after Houston Roth fired two scoreless innings around four walks. 2-1 pitch. Williams watches it miss down, go called strike, back pick to second base, but it's late. That was a very accurate throw by Andy Thomas as Ardoin slid in on a bit of a slide around the bag to make sure that the tag was as far away as possible. And Thomas was more so throwing the ball with location for a caught stealing attempt. So that actually did save Ardoin one swipe tag opportunity. 2-2 pitch, too far inside. Runs the count full here on Dante Williams. Yeah, I'm perplexed why the advanced metrics machines have shut off in the middle of the eighth inning. 3-2 pitch, and Williams pops it foul out of play left side. Count stays. So if anyone hits a massive home run, I mean, I'll just say it's 500 feet. Let's hope Dante Williams can hit a 500-foot home run right here. Runner at second, two away, a full count on Dante. The pitch, and he watches it high for ball four. Second walk of the inning for Evan Gates. This is what the Bay Sox did plenty of in the Portland series. Yesterday, they only drew three walks. Two of them were Jackson Holliday. But today, now, they've already drawn seven free passes. It's going to lead to a mound visit from the pitching coach, Paulo Seguera. Back and forth game this evening. Squirrels took the early edge after two outs on two pitches in the bottom of the first. It was pretty evident early on that Richmond was attacking the first pitch constantly against Connor Gillespie. After two quick outs, Donovan Walton had a single, and Shane Matheny had a two-run home run to open the scoring. Bay Sox would not get a hit until the fourth inning, at which point Richmond had already added on another run. Squirrels loaded the bases in the third, and Carter Aldretti had a sacrifice fly, made it 3-0. Bowie drew two walks to knock Spencer Bivens out of the game in his spot start. And then with runner at second, Silas Ardoin got the Bay Sox first hit, an RBI single to left field. And then two runs in the fifth on RBI ground balls by Cedric Mullins and Jackson Holliday. First pitch here to Maxwell Costas is popped into right field. Barakoto holds on it for a moment before jogging down a couple of more paces and making the catch. The inning is over, but Silas Ardoin delivers Bowie the lead. RBI double with two outs, and as we go to the bottom of the eighth, Bowie leads by one. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Pitching change for the Bay Sox as we enter the bottom of the eighth inning here in Richmond. Keegan Gillis takes over for Bowie. Tall right-hander will face the bottom three in the Squirrels lineup with Bowie on top for the first time tonight. Two-out RBI double from Silas Ardoin, making it a 4-3 game. First pitch in from Gillis to Victor Barakoto is lifted in the air to right field, shallow. Billy Cook got a great jump on it, and it is so high in the sky that he has plenty of time to camp. He makes the catch, and there's one gone on one pitch. Houston Roth is done for the day, and despite dancing around danger, he's in line for the win. Roth fired two scoreless innings, gave up one hit, tied a career high with four walks, and did not strike anyone out. But he could pick up his fifth win of the season today. First pitch here to Logan Wyatt is called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. And with Roth gone, it makes way for Gillis, a 6'8", 255-pound right-hander from Metairie, Louisiana. 15th-round selection in 2021 from Tulane. Next pitch is swung on and missed down by Wyatt. It's quickly nothing and two. Gillis on the season for Bowie has nine appearances, a 1-1 record, and a 3.38 ERA, 10 2/3 innings. 0-2 pitch, and it just misses low. One ball and two strikes on Wyatt, who's 0-2 with a walk. Gillis has struck out 15, walked 7. He's not allowed a home run yet. Left-handers have been getting on base about twice as often as right-handers against him. 1-2 pitch. Called strike three! Grabs a fastball against the upper outside corner. That's just the second strikeout for Bowie pitching tonight. But Gillis gets his first for the second out of the eighth. Never a bad time to start racking up the punch-outs, though, especially with how smart Richmond has been against the strike zone today. You've got to give him credit, at least in some way. First pitch to Brandon Martirano is fouled off slowly, hit the catcher a bit. But Ardoin is fine. The home plate umpire, though, will give him a breather and will give Gillis a new baseball. As Bowie leads 4-3 here in the eighth, they'll try to pile on, build a multi-run lead for the first time this series when we go to the top of this frame. The 0-1 pitch, and it's lifted foul out of play right side, nothing at two. Gillis is on a strong run lately for the Bay Sox. He did take a loss in the Somerset series, an extra inning loss, but did pick up a win in his last outing. 0-2 pitch here. Outside, 1-2. Fired two scoreless innings against Portland. Back on Friday, that was the 4-3 win. This time is called by the batter. 1-2 count on Martirano here. Gillis did load the bases in the seventh inning of that Portland appearance, but got a ground out to end the frame and then sat down the side in order in the eighth to help maintain the Bay Sox 4-3 edge. 1-2 pitch to Martirano. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball on the outside half, and Gillis strikes out a pair in a perfect eighth inning. We're on to the ninth as Bowie wants to add on to their 4-3 lead. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to party like it's 1979? Then boogie on in to Royal Farms for Chicken Palooza Disco Style. For a limited time, get a two-piece chicken meal, white, dark, or tenders, and Royal Farms Western fries for just $6, with a portion of each sale donated to a local charity. Plus, register to win Royal Farms world-famous chicken for a year. It's a celebration! So hustle on in and tell them you heard it on the radio. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms. 10 cents from each chicken box sale will benefit local charities.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOA has inspired very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
On to the ninth inning here in Richmond as the number nine batter leads it off for the Bay Sox. A 4-3 edge for Bowie. First pitch to Colin Burns. Misses high, and it's 1-0 to start. Squirrels are sticking with Evan Gates in relief. Gave up the go-ahead run in the eighth on a two-out RBI double by Silas Ardoin. 1-0 pitch to Burns is a fastball called for strike at the knees. 1-1. It's a 1-for-2 day for Burns. A walk in the third. A double and a run scored in the fifth. He struck out swinging in the seventh. It's the second time he's leading off an inning today as the 1-1 is slapped out toward left field, falling down and barehanded by the shortstop Wilson, but he can't make a play. Too deep in the hole as Burns has his second hit of the day here in his Double-A debut. Leadoff single for the Bay Sox, and it goes back to the top of the lineup for Cedric Mullins. Well, I've spoken on it that a lot of what you expect to see in rehab appearances is just making sure that a batter's timing is still right, that they can get the bat on the ball in the zone. We're not seeing strikeouts, big swings and misses, and that's not been the case for Mullins on his rehab assignment, as the first pitch is line foul left side out of play. Nothing and one to start. Couple that with the excellent defense that he has shown, I suppose for him, the average defense that he has shown. Orioles will probably be bringing him back up before week's end. Oh, one pitch. And he pops it foul out of play left side. Count goes to nothing at two. Mullins is 0-for-4 on the day. Does have an RBI. Struck out in the first. Flew out in the third. Had an RBI ground out in the fifth. And then grounded out again in the seventh. Runner at first. No one out. Runner goes, 0-2 pitch, and Mullins watches it high. There's no throw to second base. That was a spectacular jump by Colin Burns. His first stolen base here with Bowie. He had 7 successful steals in Aberdeen. He actually wasn't caught at all at high A. Andy Thomas allows his first stolen base this week after catching the previous two tries. 1-2 pitch, and Mullins grounds it foul. First base side. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. That's a big stolen base for the Bay Sox right now, too. If they can manufacture a run out of that runner in scoring position, multi-run lead for Keegan Gillis is a big breath, big sigh. Gillis set down the side in order in the eighth. He will take the ninth. 1-2 pitch, and Mullins pops it foul left side out of play. And right now, Mullins is at least making Gates earn it. This will be the sixth pitch. Back-to-back two-strike fouls, and Mullins lost his thumb guard. Came flying off of his thumb and went sailing toward the Richmond on deck circle. So he's going to head out and get it. Umpire resets the pitch clock as we sit for another 1-2 offering. Here it comes. And it's popped up right side of the infield. Playable for Wyatt. First baseman ranges, calls, catches. One out. And Mullins has had a strong relationship with Logan Wyatt. Each of the last three balls he's put into play have gone to Wyatt. And now Jackson Holliday will bat. One last chance to extend his seven-game hit streak. I tell you, there's a great Orioles contingent in Richmond these days. Sometimes it's a little bit of Nats country. Sometimes it's independent. First pitch to Holliday is called for strike in the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. Really, this team has just converted a lot of locals into baseball fans without a major league affiliation in some regard. But I tell you, the O that you hear in the national anthem these last 2 days has been the largest since I started with Bowie. The 0-1 pitch, and Holliday checks his swing and a called strike outside. It's nothing and two. 0-for-3 day Holliday. Strikeout in the first, a walk and a run scored in the fourth. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth that drove in a run. It was his sixth RBI. He got left at third base in that inning. He struck out looking in the seventh. Here's the 0-2. Runner goes. Holliday watches it for called strike three. There's no throw. And Holliday just got ejected. Mitch Trzeciak has not been having a good day. Here comes Tim DeJohn, and you are not going to get anything past Tim DeJohn, especially if you're throwing out Jackson Holliday for reasonably vocalizing his concerns. There goes DeJohn. For reasonably vocalizing his concerns with a strike zone that has been far too inconsistent, wide and narrow, against both lefties and righties. But DeJohn has been ejected. Holliday has been ejected. The Bay Sox will need to find a new shortstop for the bottom of the ninth inning. Greg Cullen could do that job, or Dylan Beavers could help out, but I imagine it would be Cullen. I don't really think it would be Beavers. Bay Sox would probably push Burns there and put Cullen at second base. Either way, that is the first strikeout for Evan Gates. 12th for Richmond pitching as Holliday is ejected. DeJohn is ejected. And with that change, the Bay Sox are going to have to make a couple of adjustments with the coaching staff at the moment. Since Kyle Moore is out of town, Ryan Gohl will go to coach third, and Ramon Rodriguez will go to coach first. At least that tells us who's not going to play shortstop in the next half inning. But the runner at third after another stolen base from Colin Burns. Now Billy Cook runs the first pitch he sees, deep in the hole to short. Shuffling over to it, Will Wilson. Cook runs the first and just gets beaten out. The inning is over. Bowie strands an insurance run at third base. They lose their shortstop in the inning, but they still have a one-run lead going into the bottom of the ninth. It's 4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It's the return of Grateful Dead Night on Friday the 18th. A special t-shirt package is available. Back-to-back fireworks carry on to Saturday the 19th with our Baytoberfest. Get some beer specials while you enjoy the game. And get here early on Sunday for a pre-game Meet the Team autograph session. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
As always, it is a pleasure to have you stop on by for a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. You picked a fun one to tune in for as the Bay Sox are trying to lock down a one-run win. Bowie is 21-14 in one-run games this year. Richmond is 13-19. We move to the bottom of the ninth, and the first pitch to Ishmael Mungaya is lifted out to left field. Dante Williams with an easy track on it makes the catch, and there's one away. Fans thought that might have been a game-tying home run, but we're at the diamond. You've got to really hit it a lot further than that to get it out of here. They got fired up in the top of the ninth inning as Mitch Trzeciak decided to throw his arm around Jack Jackson Holliday from the game and Tim DeJohn for arguing that fact. Here's Will Wilson to bat. First pitch from Keegan Gillis is swung on and missed high, a fastball. It's nothing and one. Wilson is 0 for 4. Bounced into a fielder's choice that ended the sixth inning with the bases loaded. A one pitch too far outside. Here's the 1-1. And it's pieced foul. Back to the screen. It's one ball and two strikes now. Donovan Walton waiting on deck. Gillis retired the side in the eighth inning. On a fly out and two strikeouts. He only threw one pitch out of the zone. A 1-2 pitch here. And it's too far up and away, a fastball. Count goes to two balls and two strikes. Still a 4-3 Bowie lead, though. They need to win this series to force a season split with Richmond. The 2-2. Just missed high. Not sure by how much. Run the count full. The Sox have already had their displeasures with Mitch Trzeciak. Don't want to see that continue here in the bottom of the ninth of a one-run game. The payoff pitch. Popped up. Right field. Shallow. Billy Cook sprinting toward the foul line. In foul territory, he slides and makes the catch. It's a soft grin for Billy Cook as he makes a stellar grab for the second out of the inning. Maxwell Costas was running it down too and had to navigate away to make sure he didn't collide with his right fielder. A couple of fielding changes for the Bay Sox out of the Holliday ejection too. We can note them in a second as the first pitch to Donovan Walton is called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Colin Burns has gone from second base to shortstop to replace Holliday, and Greg Cullen has entered the game at second base. Here's the 0-1. Walton fouls it off of himself. The Bay Sox are one strike away from another come-from-behind win. Walton is 2-for-3. Single in the first and a run scored. Hit by a pitch in the third. Pop out in the fifth. Single in the seventh. He got left at second base. Base is empty. Two outs. The 0-2. Skied foul left side. We'll do it again. We trailed 3-0. Pitching staff has kept it clean since the third. Connor Gillespie, Houston Roth, and Keegan Gillis have gotten us here. Gillis trying for the save. Another 0-2 pitch. Too far down and away. One ball and two strikes now.
Shane Matheny on deck, had the early two-run home run. Gillis would like to keep him there. 1-2 pitch. Check swing, he got him! The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again! Keegan Gillis with a six-out save! A 4-3 clincher against the Richmond Flying Squirrels tonight! That was a fun one! And the Bay Sox pull even in this six-game series at one win apiece. We'll get you going with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Let's talk about a tightrope for the Bowie Bay Sox tonight as they take down the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Another one-run win, another come-from-behind win for Bowie as they pick up a 4-3 victory against their Southwest Division foe tonight. We get going with Bay Sox postgame. Matt Sabata is with you here from the Diamond in Richmond as we'll recap this game in depth, get you highlights of any of the plays you might have missed, then take a look around the Eastern League, see how Bowie will square up in the Southwest Division standings at the end of the night, looking at the Orioles organization as well. Busy night in Birdland. But first, we've got to recap this one. So we take you all the way back in time, the faraway land of 6:36 p.m. when first pitch came home from Spencer Bivens to Cedric Mullins. It was high for a ball, and Mullins would eventually strike out on a full count. It took 9 pitches, and Bivens would face the minimum. He did hit Billy Cook with a pitch, but Cook was caught stealing second base to end the inning. Bottom of the first came around, and Connor Gillespie was off and running. One pitch, one out. One pitch, two outs. He got Ishmael Mungaya to ground out and Will Wilson to pop out, the literal minimum he needed for those two. And on the third pitch he threw, Donovan Walton singled to center field. It looked like we'd be getting a quick, happy swinging kind of day. And when Shane Matheny came up, while he did eventually work to a 2-1 count, he did pick up, at least for himself, a pretty happy swing. Could be a chance. Who knows? 2-1. Driven in the air, deep center field. Mullins is going to race back on this one. He's at the warning track, and it exits. Shane Matheny might as well be wearing a black cloak and carrying a scythe when he plays the Bay Sox. He has hit his sixth home run, fourth against Bowie. A two-run blast here in the first inning, and Richmond jumps out to an early 2-0 lead. Gillespie would get out of the frame 2 pitches later, only needed 11 pitches for that first. But the Bay Sox were not able to get him going offensively in the top of the second. They went down in order. Bottom of the second, Gillespie worked scoreless, but in the top of the third, Bowie could only manage a 2-out walk before ending that frame. Bottom of the third saw Gillespie into another slight bind, a leadoff single, then a hit-by-pitch and a walk loaded the bases with only 1 out. That was enough of an opportunity for Carter Aldretti to make it a 3-0 game. 2-0 pitch. And it's slapped into right center field. Mullins running it down, and he makes the catch. Mungaya will tag. The throw comes in late. Sacrifice fly for Carter Aldretti makes it a 3-0 Squirrels lead. It would be 3-0 for not too much longer, because in the fourth, the Bay Sox would draw a couple of walks against Bivens, and being a spot start, he wasn't really going to go too far in the night. He was lifted for Matt Frisbee with only one out. Max Wagner flew out to right field, so with two outs and runners at first and second, it was up to Silas Ardoin to try and get Bowie's first base hit of the game. And he was successful. In the top of the fourth, a one pitch. And Ardoin bounces it to third and through. First base hit of the day for the Bay Sox should score a run. Here comes Holiday. The throw from Martirano is going to get cut off. RBI single for Silas Ardoin. His first run driven in at the new level. And the Bay Sox are on the board. It's 3-1. Ardoin would have a very good day for Bowie, and we'll discuss that more in a second. As Connor Gillespie was able to work casually from there, perfect fourth inning on very easy contact. And in the fifth, the Bay Sox got a couple of early base runners. Maxwell Costas walked, Colin Burns doubled, and they were two in scoring position for Cedric Mullins. All he had to do was just make sure the fielders weren't close enough to get it anywhere. First pitch, and Mullins bounces it to first. Tough play on a bounce by Logan Wyatt. He's going to grab the ball and underhand to the pitcher covering. Runners will advance, and Costas will score. It's a 3-2 ball game with tying run at third. One out on an RBI ground out by Cedric Mullins. So Mullins was able to get Bowie one. Jackson Holiday would be able to get the Bay Sox the other. Here it is. And Holiday bounces it high to first. Glove, they're going to throw home, but the throw is high, and the tag is late. Burns slides in safely, and the game is tied at 3. It was the right call by the home plate umpire, Mitch Treziak. Throw was too high, and Andy Thomas could not take it from the high grab all the way down to the sliding Burns. The game would be tied, and Holiday would get to third on a single by Billy Cook, but two strikeouts would keep the Bay Sox from taking the lead. Houston Roth would take over for Bowie in the sixth inning, but he was constantly in danger. He walked the bases loaded in the sixth with two outs, but stranded them thanks to a ground out. In the top of the seventh, the Bay Sox were having a tough time with Ben Madison. After a leadoff single by Billy Cook against Madison in the fifth, he faced the minimum over 2 2/3 innings. Bottom of the seventh came around, and after a leadoff single and walk, Roth was in another bit of danger, but a double play helped him escape that frame and send the game into the eighth. With Evan Gates on the mound, a leadoff flyout by Billy Cook led to a walk by Judd Fabian and a pop-out by Max Wagner. Bowie wasn't getting much out of the infield, but with runner at first, that was still just enough for Silas Ardoin to give Bowie the lead.
And an RBI single in the fourth. The next. And he crushes it on a line to deep right field. Barracuda's running back. It's over his head, and it's off of the wall. What a run from Judd Fabian around first. He's around third. Here comes the throw, and it's late. Fabian scores standing. A two-out RBI double for Silas Ardoin, and the Bay Sox have their first lead of the night. It's 4-3 here in the eighth.
Ardoin picked up two RBI for the Bay Sox. Big couple of base hits, and Keegan Gillis would work a perfect eighth and ninth innings, striking out three batters total and catching the last one, looking to end the game for Bowie. Your final box score, Bowie scores 4 runs on 5 hits with no errors. They left on 8. Richmond scores 3 runs on 6 hits with no errors. They left on 9. Winning pitcher is Houston Roth. He moves to 5-2 on the season, while Evan Gates takes the loss. He falls to 3-6. Save goes to Keegan Gillis. It's his first, as the game was played in 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of a paid attendance here at the Diamond of 7,359. With the win, Bowie moves to 49-55. Their 2-game losing streak is over. Bay Sox are now 22-25 on the road and 22-14 in 1-run games. With the loss, Richmond falls to 53-51 in the year. Their 2-game winning streak is over. Squirrels are now 31-22 at home, 13-20 in games decided by 1 run. In the second half, Richmond falls to 20-15. Bowie improves to 18-17. 2 teams back at it again tomorrow, of course, and we'll preview that game in due time, but for now we break. When we come back, we check in on the Eastern League, look around the Orioles organization as well. A lot of day games in the Eastern League, so a lot of games already final. We'll walk you through those finals in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Postgame.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain
Jason Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Back to the Diamond one final time this evening as we get ready to wrap up Bay Sox postgame. Matt Sabatis with you from Richmond. Following a 4-3 Bowie win, come from behind win for the Bay Sox over the Flying Squirrels. Rest of the Eastern League has already closed up shop. It was a shutout win for Harrisburg today over Akron. That'll help out the Bay Sox as much as they can. It's actually going to make a three-way tie in third place, isn't it? That's going to be something interesting to work through, I suppose. Either way, the Senators did carry a no-hitter into the seventh inning before losing it on a single. They did still pick up the 8-0 win there. Hartford needed extra innings again to take down the Portland Sea Dogs. After putting on 7 runs in the 10th inning last night, Hartford put on just 2 runs in the 10th inning, kept it easy, and still picked up a 5-3 win to take the first 2 against Portland. They've been on a tough run, those Sea Dogs, lately. It was a doubleheader earlier today between New Hampshire and Reading. The Fisher Cats able to sweep the set, taking the first game 5-3, a 4-run fourth inning doing the damage there, and then walking off in game 2, 3-2. Another doubleheader over in Altoona as Erie was able to force a split on the road. Altoona took the first game 4-2, 3-run fifth inning, the damage, and then a 3-run sixth inning for the Seawolves was able to break a 1-1 tie and give them the 5-2 win. Then the AA Subway Series, Binghamton on the road against Somerset. Rumble Ponies able to pick up the 4-2 win against the Patriots. So that series pulls even going into tomorrow. Orioles organization is still in action except for Aberdeen. They had a day game on the road in Brooklyn. That's the Mets affiliate. Lost 5-3. They're 0-2 to start the week. Norfolk had a 2-0 lead behind Chase McDermott and another strong start, but they have blown that lead now into the top of the ninth inning. A 2-run eighth for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp has them on top of the Tides 3-2. Tying run at first, one out now for Norfolk. Delmarva is trying their best to come from behind themselves. Gave up a 4 spot in the second inning to Carolina. Was able to make it 4-3 at one point, but gave up 2 more runs in the fifth to fall behind 6-3. They've gotten 1 more in the seventh, and in the bottom of the eighth on the road, Delmarva trails 6-4. Again, the score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, and this was a fun one. Bowie takes down Richmond today 4-3. Two teams are back at it again tomorrow with another 6:35 first pitch as Richmond sends out left-hander John Michael Bertrand. First time that the Bay Sox will see him. He's 1-1 with a 4.00 ERA, but the story of the day will be the Bay Sox starter. John Means makes his first appearance with Bowie this season on a Major League rehab assignment. We'll see what he can do as he makes his way back up to the Baltimore Orioles. Boy, he's picking a good time to rejoin, I must say. That'll be a 6:35 first pitch. It means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:15. That's going to do it for us. Matt Sabatis from the Diamond saying thank you so much for stopping by this evening as the Bay Sox take down the Squirrels today, 4-3. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602,
Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Valner Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.